driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
From the Dana Show, Southern Command Office. McAllen, Texas, north of the river, blessed soil, as I say at my show. Dana, thanks again, friend, for calling us up. She picked up the red phone and said, hey, Serge, come in and do some heavy hitting for us today. Well, that's easy. I'm kind of heavy already, so I'll be happy to hit the pinata for you. I'm Sergio Sanchez, the Dana Show today, broadcasting from McAllen, Texas. And we're going to talk about people who accidentally, because of a lack of judgment, become famous. I don't know if you've seen the video on social media, but, man, it is picking up steam. It's from San Antonio, just north of us. As I tell my friends and family north of us in San Antonio, well, actually, I tell my friends and family up in New York and D.C. I have no blood family in New York. I have no blood family in D.C. that I know of. But I say family because, you know, people in media. I am a journalist. Yes, I editorialize a lot. Now I do for the past several years here at the radio station that I run on the U.S.-Mexico border. On blessed soil, the USI. But, you know, people in media up in New York. I say, hey, where is McAllen, Texas? Well, I say, just think of us as the southernmost suburb of San Antonio. We're only about 3.5 hours south of downtown. And from San Antonio, Texas, a young man who had no idea he would be so famous today. And, oh, we're just getting started with this boy. Well, actually, can I call him boy or this muchacho? As boy in Spanish. Let's see here. His name is Kino Jimenez. Jimenez. He's 30 years old. Otherwise, you know, seems like an intelligent fella, but he just made a stupid, stupid decision. Hey, you guys know what Whataburger is? I'm wondering if my family nationwide knows what Whataburger is. I know Mel Tillis, the country singer years ago, kind of made them famous, too. And who else has said that they loved some other actress with a Texas twang. I forget her name. I think she's from Corpus Christi. Whataburger has the best hamburgers on the planet. A Texas chain. And if you don't have a Whataburger, you haven't lived, friend. You come to Texas, you make sure you go to Whataburger. You ask for a double cheese, double meat, and get some grilled onions on it. And some of that habanero sauce, if they still serve that. Anyway, let me come back to the story. Mr. Kino Jimenez, he's 30 years old. We probably went there and get some lunch. I read up on this young man. He's trying to turn his life around. Used to be a Green Party activist. He got kicked out of the Green Party for some reason. I guess perhaps his personality didn't fit. Maybe he was a little too loud, maybe a bit too rambunctious. I don't know what happened. He used to be with a Green Party. They say, according to the reports I saw, he got kicked out. All right. He seems to have a flair for drama. He seems to be quite passionate. He lost control. You see, in his eyes, according to a news cut, he saw the equivalent to a KKK hood. I'll see if I can play that audio for you later in the show. 30-year-old Kino Jimenez. Oh, let me see if I can find this guy's middle name. I was talking about this earlier on my talk show here in McAllen. Ahuitzotl. That's a Native American Mexico style, you know. That's Nahuatl. That's the language. It's from south of the border, you know, Aztecs, you know, Mayan culture, Aztecs. That's Nahuatl. Is so they put an L at the end. So he's got a really cool middle name. Kino Atzihuatl Jimenez. This dude, he was offended by a mega cap. A Make America Great Again red cap. A 16-year-old dude, some young man, a boy. And his friend, it looks like there were two people just sitting there. He comes up to them. He's got a problem with that red hat. And the kid says, according to media reports and police reports, something to the effect, well, I'm wearing it. Because he says, what's up with that hat? Like, why are you wearing that hat? That mega hat, that red hat. Well, the kid at that Whataburger, he's just enjoying his drink and his burgers. His friend is there.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Connor Sutton.
Baseball here on the radio is game two of this series between the Colt 45s and the Northwest Stars. The 45s come into tonight's game 14-10. 7-3 in their last 10 on a three-game winning streak, winning last night's game by a score of 13-7. Last night's game was about free passes, errors and walks, 17 combined walks between the two teams. As the Colts 45's starting pitcher this evening is number 21, J.J. Reeves, who was in right field last night and is the starter tonight as the first pitch is outside for a ball. It's 7-12, an early start this evening as the 1-0 is a fastball over for a strike. 1-1. The leadoff batter this evening is Brooks Dyer, followed by Brad Grant, Chayton Whitwright, Connor Schaefer, Ryan Driscoll, Kane Brock, Carson Doyle, Luke Farah, and Spencer Gore. And the Stars pitcher is Cody Rebon. Reeves on 2-1, and this is hit on the ground too short. To his left is Lorenzo Dobrecka. Tough play. The throw to first is going to be not in time. That would have been outstanding. Went way over to his left, threw on the run, and a leadoff single for Brooks Dyer, an infield single. So that's how tonight's game will begin. Give you the numbers for J.J. Reeves. He's 1-0 with a 3.75 ERA, making his ninth appearance, fourth start, 26 in the third inning pitch, 16 hits, 11 earned runs. He struck out 23 batters. He has walked 22, so Reeves got to be able to locate here tonight as the first pitch goes by to the backstop. It's going to skip back to the mound, so a wild pitch, and Dyer is currently now in scoring position with nobody out, as Brad Grant is the batter. Grant last night was 0-4 with an RBI and a walk, and has an opportunity to get an RBI early on in this game. First pitch is up high, 2-0. If Reeves is able to locate, he can be very effective, as this 2-0 is a fastball over for a strike, 2-1. Last night, the 45s used three pitchers. Noah Dobbin was a starter. Carson Ellis struggled in his two-thirds inning. Andres Lara was brilliant out of the pen. So we'll see what How many do they have to use tonight? This 2-1 is popped straight up on a bunt. Billy Plummer, tonight's catcher, will make the catch on an easy play. And that's the first out. And so Dyer is unable to advance. So a ineffective out there from Brad Grant. That'll bring up Chayton Whitwright. Whitwright, left-handed hitter, was 0 for 4 last night with an RBI. Dyer still on at first. Third baseman Cienedos is in, even with the bag, at third. Lefty on lefty. First pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt. Plummer quickly is on it with a nice block. Defensive alignment this evening. Kobe Zimmerman is in left field. Lane Pritchard in center and Max Werner in right. Alex Cienedos is at the hot corner at third. Lorenzo Debrecht at short. Mondo Rodriguez at second. And Mike Ciancio at first. The 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Billy Plummer is tonight's catcher for the Colt 45s. And of course, Reeves in the circle on the mound tonight. 1-1 pitch. That's a breaking ball over for a strike. Looked to be a little up and in, but a good frame by the catcher, Billy Plummer. Last night, Daniel Duarte, who was a starting catcher, was hit on a swing going out to get strike three with two outs in the ninth. Hurt his hand, but it appears he is okay. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball. This is hit out towards second on the line. Lands in front of Rodriguez to his right. Throws on to first. Is in time for the out as Dyer advances to third. Two down. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. One of the best subs in the area. They are actually in the house tonight as well with a booth. So they are this evening's sponsor. Connor Schaefer steps in, who was unbelievable last night, was 3-for-4 with a run scored. He takes the first pitch for a strike. 0-1, right-handed hitter, the designated hitter this evening. Reeves trying to keep this inning scoreless here in the first. This 0-1 is off the inside corner with a fastball, 1-1. Reeves with very good stuff. He's got 23 strikeouts from the year. Again, those 22 walks has been his Achilles heel as this pitch is inside that Schaefer has to get out of the way quickly. 2-1. Pitch. That's a high called strike. 2-2. So Reeves getting a couple friendly calls from the home plate umpire here early on tonight. 2-2, this is up high. And check that was ball three. So that's going to be a walk. It's like I had the count wrong here on my... I am almost positive that was a 2-2 pitch. However, it's going to be a walk. And that'll bring up Driscoll. Driscoll's first pitch is fouled straight back off the screen, 0-1. Left-handed hitter. Came in a defensive role last night, late in the game. Fastball up high to the left-handed hitter. It's 1-1. First and third. Two down here in the top of the first inning at Tiger Field on a Friday night. Game two of this four-game series. Dyer at third, Schaefer at first. One hit and a walk here in the inning. 1-1. This is tapped foul off the catcher. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch will be the 22nd of the inning for Reeves. The pitch is up and in. 2-2 as Driscoll has to spin out of the way. Estimated attendance tonight as a couple fans are still trickling in. Just over 200. Breaking ball. That's up high, and that'll run the count full 3-2. So Schaefer at first will get a head start. And already a big at-bat here early on in this game. Three-two pitch. Fouled back off the screen. A fastball on the inside part of the plate. He was on it. Still 3-2. This next pitch will be the seventh of the at-bat. I imagine Barrick Fasking and Justin Sabisma, the co-managers for the Colt 45s, are going to be asking Reeves to at least go five. Here's a breaking ball. That is down low, ball four. So that will load the bases. And will bring up Kane Brock. Brock was 1-for-3 a night ago with a walk and a run scored. Right-handed hitter with the bases loaded. Already 25 pitches from Reeves here in this contest. The first pitch is right there. First called strike. It's 0-1. This might be the Colt 45's best offensive lineup. However, they're giving up a little bit of speed out in the field. Here's a breaking ball down low, 1-1. No Erik Karlsson tonight. Mickey Meinhofer is not playing either. Those two guys both with good gloves in the infield. 1-1 off the inside, 2-1. So Reeves working a lot here in this first inning. He's got given up a hit and two walks. Trying to keep this game scoreless as we head to the bottom of the first. 2-1 is the count to the right-handed hitting Brock. The pitch off the outside, 3-1. And now, as I mentioned earlier, walks were an issue last night. Already a couple tonight, and now in risk of some more. And now a ball away from walking in a run. 3-1. This is hit well out towards right field. Werner back a few steps. He will make the catch, and that'll end the inning. Reeves leaves them loaded as we head to the bottom of the first inning. The 45s coming up here in the first inning on KCNR 1460.
Friday, Free Fire Radio rounds out this Independence Day week with politics and pets. North Dade Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be checking in with his monthly report on what's happening in the nation's capital as things heat up for the midterm elections and the nomination of a new Supreme Court justice. We will also welcome the Haven Humane Pet of the Week. KCNR 1460 AM, coming soon to 96.5 FM, your locally owned town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, we'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back here to the bottom of the first inning. 45's come up as we give you the starting lineups here. Lane Pritchard leads off in center field. Lorenzo Dobrec bats second at shortstop. Jake Gozo is the designated hitter again tonight, batting third. Alex Vinietos is at third base tonight in the cleanup spot. Max Horner is in right field batting fifth. Mondo Rodriguez is at second base tonight batting sixth. Mike Cianci was the first baseman in the seventh slot. Kobe Zimmerman bats eighth in left field, and Billy Plummer is tonight's catcher in the ninth position for the Colt 45s. The pitcher for the Stars this evening is Cody Rebin. And it will face Lane Pritchard, who had a huge night last night in this situation a night ago. Hit a solo home run to begin the Colt 45's evening. So the first pitch from Rebin, the right-handed pitcher, is outside 1-0. In the top of the first, J.J. Reeves left them loaded, keeping this game scoreless. Three runners left on. This pitch is ripped in the right field, a base hit. So Lane Pritchard staying hot after a big night last night where he had two home runs and drove in four RBIs. That'll bring up the red zone, Debrecht.
Lorenzo Debrecht.
Debrecht has been very, very good of late as well, hitting .314, 2-for-5 last night, scored a run. When you have a guy at two home runs ahead of you, it's tough to get RBIs. First pitch is popped up. Shallow right field. This is way up there. Grant in the outfield at second will make the catch. And that's the first out. And he just missed that one. And that'll bring up Jake Gozo. Gozo, the designated hitter this evening. He walked three times last night. Gozo leads the team.
Number 13, Jake Gozo.
Which is not an easy thing to do. He was 1-for-2 last night with a couple runs scored and two RBIs. As the first pitch is a breaking ball from the right-hander Rebin over for a strike to Gozo. And it's 0-1. Alex Cienedos is on deck. Stars will look for a double play ball to get them out of the inning. Oh, one is up high, 1-1. Pritchard not afraid of swiping second. He's stolen second base, or he's had 10 stolen bases on the year. Now he's on the move. Here's a changeup, call it a strike. The round of second is not in time. And that was close. A quick, quick call by the base umpire. And that's a stolen base. 1-2. Gozo now with an RBI opportunity here in the bottom of the first inning. And now the catcher this evening, Farah, is going to come out and talk to Rebin. As typically in this spot, when you have the first runner of the game on at second base, you want to get your signal straight so you can't have signs stolen by the runner on base. One and two coming to Gozo. Rebin is set. The pitch. This is hit on the ground towards third, but foul. One ball, two strikes, one out. Pritchard on at second represents the go-ahead run here in the home half of the first inning. They spin and throw back to second. Pritchard dives back safely. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Colt 45 is trying to extend their three-game winning streak here tonight. It's been their bats that have been key as of late. One-two pitch, breaking ball. This is hit in the left field. That's going to be a base hit. Down the line. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Pritchard's around third. He's going to score. Jake Gozo is in the second with an RBI double, and it's 1-0 Colt 45s. Nice swing of the bat there from Jake Gozo out in front of that pitch as he hit it well down the line as it ricocheted off the wall right near the 320 sign. And he's easily into second, and it's 1-0 Colt 45s. So Gozo drives in the game's first run, and that'll bring in Alex Cienetos. Cienetos last night played first base, was 1-for-4 with a couple RBIs on a home run and a run scored. And a monster moonshot as he takes first pitch call to strike on the inside part of the plate, 0-1. Gozo with a lead at second. This is hit on the ground, back towards the mound. Gets over to Grant at second. He flips over to first. It is in time for the 4-3 put out. Gozo advances to third, and there's two down for Max Werner. Werner in right field for the second consecutive night after on the 4th of July was the designated hitter. He was 0-for-4 a night ago. With an RBI and a run scored, he walked in a run. Right-handed hitter. 1-0 Colt 45s here in the first inning. As the first pitch breaking ball is over for a strike. Ball and no strikes. Outfield straight away with the center fielder Gore. Shade a little bit to left. 1-0 pitch is down low. 2-0. We'll take a look at the defensive alignment for the Stars this evening. Doyle is in left field. Spencer Gore out in center. Chayton Whitwright in right field. Kane Brock is at third. Ryan Driscoll is the first baseman tonight. As I mentioned earlier, Brad Grant is at second base. Brooks Dyer at short. And Luke Farah is the catcher. This evening, here's a breaking ball that's down low, and it's 3-0 to the fifth batter in the 45's lineup. Timely hitting is what the Colt 45's have used successfully. 3-1 is down low, ball four, so the first walk of the evening for Raban, and that will bring in Mondo Rodriguez.
Mondo Rodriguez!
Rodriguez, the right-handed batter, with an RBI opportunity, two hits in the inning for the Colt 45s. The Stars, remember, in the first inning had three runners left on, but were unable to convert. Throw back to first. Werner dives back safely. No tag applied. These two teams will be back at it tomorrow night, 7:15 for Game 3, and then Game 4 on Sunday night. That pitch is swung on a miss in the dirt, 0-1. Rodriguez shaking his head at the pitch he tried to go after. Rodriguez did not play in Game 1 of this series. Right-handed hitter, down on the count, 0-1. The pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It gets away from the catcher, Farah, and Werner will advance to second. Looked like Farah was trying to frame that pitch on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Gozo at third, Werner at second. A single could score a run, or a couple of runs for the 45s. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that will end the inning, an RBI double from Jake Gozo, bringing in the game's first run. It's 1-0 Colt 45s. We will head to the second inning here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and, oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here for the second of the inning, J.J. Reeves, who had a 30-pitch first inning, back out as he will face the right-handed batter, Carson Doyle. As the first pitch is a called strike, 0-1. 1-0, 45's with the lead. Breaking ball over for a strike to Doyle, and it's 0-2. It's good to get some confidence in that 45's left-hander. Left them loaded in the first inning. 0-2. This pitch is up high to 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Breaking ball. This is tapped. Foul. Down the third baseline. Still 1-2. Doyle 0-2 tonight. Or check that last night. With a run scored. He walked three times. Remember, 17 combined walks a night ago. This ball is lifted in foul territory. Over goes Ciancio. He makes the catch. I believe that was in play. It was, and that's the first out. Right behind that first base dugout. Once you go beyond the dugout, it gets widened, but it goes out of play. But he did make it just before getting there, so the first out here in the second inning. That'll bring up Luke Farah. Farah, right-handed hitter. Came in and played first last night. Did not get an official at-bat, 0-1. On the count, as that fastball's on the outside corner for the first strike. This pitch is a called strike, 0-2. Base is empty, one out here in the second. Imperative, both these starters, as this is a breaking ball, called strike three, fooled them, and there's two down here in the second. That'll bring up Spencer Gore. Imperative that both these starters go a decent amount into this game because of a four-game series. You always want to make sure that you have plenty of pitching throughout this weekend. Spencer Gore takes the first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0, 2 outs, bases empty. This is just what Reeves needed after a long first inning, first couple outs quick, and this pitch is fouled back off the screen, 1-1. If he can get a quick 1-2-3 inning, get his groove back a little bit. He's working well from the windup here. 1-1. Top of the order is on deck in the bottom half of the second. It'll be Ciancio, Zimmerman, and Plummer. This pitch is a called strike, 1-2. So Reeves, who was struggling to control his fastball for a couple of batters in that first inning, now appears to be back and locked in. 1-2. This is hit on the ground towards short. DeBrex to his left. He's got it. Has it thrown. The first is in. Plenty of time to get him. As that was actually a little bit closer than I thought it was going to be. That will end the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the second. It's 1-0, 45 is the lead here on KCNR 1460.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab. Faster for less.
The Sub Above Difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, we'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
The bottom up second inning. 1-0 Colt 45s with the lead. Siancio at first base this evening. Did not play last night. He is 9 for 23 on the year as his first pitch is chopped toward third. Brock's toward his left. He's got it. Throw on to first is in time and a one pitch out to begin the second. That'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman also had the night off last night. Zimmerman. The right-handed batter, 274 average. That average has been coming up. It seems like it was at 222 just a couple games ago. Appearing in his 22nd game this evening. 23 hits and 84 at-bats. Two home runs, 17 driven in. Eight extra base hits. The first pitch is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Is in the dirt, 2-0. That was the 20th pitch from Revin. Gorgeous night here again. The games where it's up above 100 during the middle of the day, it is a little tough, but you just can't complain at all when it's just below 90 because it's nice and cool in the shade in the stands. 2-0 is swung on a miss to make it 2-1. Base is empty and one out here in the bottom of the second. Two ball, one strike is 2-1 is a fastball below the knees. 3-1. Infield back, including the third baseman Brock, and Zimmerman with great speed. He doesn't drop down a bunt all that often, but definitely has the ability to beat one out. This 3-1 is swung and a miss, and that'll run things full at 3-2. The ninth place hitter, Billy Plummer, is on deck in the top of the order if we get there. Reeves with a quick second inning for the 45s. Ravon now trying to do the same thing. The full count offering. Breaking ball, just high. And that'll be a walk. That was just up the zone. It didn't break quite enough to be called a strike. That'll bring up Billy Plummer. Plummer.
Number 25.
Did not play last night. Plummer's 313 average, 10 hits, 32 at-bats. He's only played in 11 games with 9 RBIs. Right-handed hitter stepping in. Infield will move into double play depth. Outfield still straight away. First pitch is a fastball up in the zone, 1-0. Plummer is kind of taking over as the everyday guy. Other than Duarte, last night, the 1-0 is called strike 1-1, although number of catchers who've been playing for the 45s have gotten nights off. Duarte started the season as the everyday guy. He was injured up until last night, played last night, who, by the way, had a marvelous night behind the plate. 2-1 is swung on and missed. So Duarte hurt his hand, as I mentioned earlier, last night with two down. And he not playing tonight, although supposedly will be active. He's on the lineup, is eligible to play tonight, so we'll see. 1-2's in the dirt, runner's on the move, and Farrah's going to have no chance on the wild pitch. That'll make it 2-2. So Plummer now with an RBI opportunity, and that eliminates the double play possibility. 2-2. Zimmerman again with good speed. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball blew it by him, and that is the second out of the inning. And the second strikeout for Yvonne, and that'll bring up Lane Pritchard. Pritchard has been hot with the stick. He's 1-for-1 today with a run scored. Last night was 2-for-5 with a couple of big flies, so he's been seeing it and hitting it well. With an RBI opportunity here in the bottom of the second. Zimmerman with a good lead at second. The pitch down low to Lane Pritchard, 1-0. Colt 45's wearing their all-white uniforms today with the yellow striping, black lettering. As here is a long hold, the 1-0 is a breaking ball. That's outside, 2-0. Stars wearing white pants this evening, but black uniform tops with the end of the sleeves at red. Breaking ball, that's also outside, 3-0, and red lettering. These are probably my favorite of the 45's uniforms. 3 balls, no strikes to Lane Pritchard, who's already got a knock today. Long hole for Ravon. Now throws. Down low. Ball 4. It's going to get away from the catcher, Farrah. And so Zimmerman will move to third on the wild pitch.
Your shortstop. Number 11.
Lorenzo DeBrecht will step up. DeBrecht, who with great power popped up in his first at-bat on a pitch he just missed. Right-hand hitter stepping in. I mean, that ball was up there for what seemed like an eternity. Comes into this game batting 314, 33 hits, which is the top on the club, 105 at-bats. Both those numbers are the highest on the team as he takes a first pitch high, and it's 1-0. DeBrecht is the club leader in many categories, including, as I mentioned, hits, also runs, home runs, and RBIs. This pitch is outside. He also leads the club in strikeouts. 2-0. This is chopped into the hole, and that'll be a base hit. One run is going to score. That's Zimmerman at third. Stopping at second is Pritchard, and it's 2-0 Colt 45s.
Lorenzo DeBrecht.
That'll bring up Jake Gozo. Time is called now as the coaching staff is going to have a guy come out with the catcher and talk to Raban as the bullpen is empty here early in the second, pretty much. Northwest just going to try and calm down their starter. Just 3 hits so far, but a couple of walks is what struggled. Hasn't been in trouble here in the second inning. Couple, already 5 walks combined in this game here in 2 innings. We mentioned last night, walks were the main contributor for many runs. And then a long 6th inning. Last night, 6 runs in the top half and 6 runs in the bottom half as the Stars took the lead and then the 45s grabbed it right back. So Jake Gozo will be the batter after that long meeting.
Number 13.
First and second, two down.
Jake Gozo.
Gozo doubled in the game's first run in the last inning down the left field line. First pitch is chopped straight down. And back off Gozo, 0-1. Gozo, 325, the second best average on the team. 27 hits and 83 at-bats. 8 home runs, 26 driven in. He leads the team in walks with 21. And remember, he had 3 last night as well to add to that total. No balls, 1 strikes. Pitch. This is a breaking ball. Swat on miss, and it's 0-2. So Ravon trying to get out of this inning with just the 1 run given up. Oh and 2. See what he does here. The 0-2 pitch. This is chopped towards third, but foul. Still 0-2. Now this next pitch will be number 40 from Ravon. Still no balls and 2 strikes. 0-2 is... Pritchard gets a big lead at second. DeBrec with a large lead at first as well. The 0-2. This is a broken bat hit towards short. Dreyer's going to go the short way to second, and that will end the inning. 1 run comes across here in the second on an RBI single from Lorenzo DeBrec. We'll head to the third. It's 2-0. Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
The sum above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, we'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Brooks Dyer will lead off here in the third inning. 2-0 our score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. First pitch from J.J. Reeves is a called strike on the outside corner. Reeves has got some favorable calls here so far tonight. It's 0-1. 0-1 is slashed down the right field line and foul back out of play. 0-2. Two hopped a white Honda out there. 0-2, swing and a miss. Up in the zone, he went after it. And that's the first out here in the third. 5 straight set down for J.J. Reeves after leaving them loaded in the first inning. And that will bring up Brad Grant. As now we're going to have a quick mound visit. As Mike Ciancio, the first baseman, is going to come over and have a chat. About half the infield, really about a quarter of the infield in the sun. Only infielder is Rodriguez in a little bit of sun, about half shaded. First pitch to Grant is wide of the right-handed hitter, 1-0. It was Grant popped up to the catcher on a bunt attempt in the first inning. He's over 1. This 1-0 is swung on a miss. 1-1. That was a big cut. He swung right through it. Grant looking for his first hit of the series here. 1-1. This is hit straight back off the netting. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. 1-2. This is hit pretty well out towards left center field. Zimmerman going over. He will make the catch just shy of the warning track, and that's the second out here in the third. That'll bring up Chayton Whitright. Whitright grounded out to second. His next pitch will be number 50 for Reeves. Base is empty, two down, left-handed hitter. Reese throws a first-pitch breaking ball that is outside, 1-0. Wainwright was 0-for-4 so far last night, and then 0-for-1 today. He's 0-for-5 in the series. This is a fastball inside, 2-0. This is hit off his fist towards third. Cianeros in foul territory. Slides, and he makes the catch. And that'll end the inning. Very nicely done there from Alex Cianeros. And we will head to the third inning. The bottom of the third inning is the 45s. We'll have Cianeros, Werner, and Rodriguez coming up here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Alex Cianeros is the hitter to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Made that nice sliding play of going over towards the dugout. And shortened his walk in between innings. 1-0, this is a fastball, a called strike at the knees, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Schaefer awaits the full count offering, breaking ball, chopped straight down, it's going to go foul. It was a check swing that went about a foot up the first baseline and then bounced foul. 3-2. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. They're in attendance here tonight with a booth here at Tiger Field, home of one of the best sandwiches in the North State. Three balls, two strikes. This pitch is inside ball four. So a walk, and now Schaefer has reached base twice via the base on balls. And that's the first runner to reach here in the last seven batters after Reeves set down seven straight. As that'll bring up the left-handed hitting Ryan Driscoll. This next pitch from Reeves will be number 60 as he's back in the lineup. First pitch is swung right through 0-1. Infield double play depth. Third baseman Cianeros playing in on the grass. J. just in case of the bunt. No ball, the one strike. This pitch is swung on a miss as well. This was a fastball above the zone, and he went after it and missed it, and now it's 0-2. Now Reeves in the driver's seat here on this at-bat. No runs, just one hit for the Stars. Five runs, six hits for the Colt 45s. 0-2 up high. The throw back to first from the catcher Plummer is high, but he's to leap. Ciancio, the first baseman, leaps to grab it as the first baseman. Schaefer is back safely. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Comes set, now throws. This is hit on the ground, sharply to second. Rodriguez quickly to second for one. Throw back to first is not in time. So a fielder's choice. And he looked out from here. But Driscoll will reach. And that'll bring up Kane Brock, the right-handed hitter. Flew out to right to end the first inning with the bases loaded. Steps in with one out and one on. That was a quick turn on a sharply hit ground ball, just not in time to get Driscoll, who was moving down that first baseline. First pitch is hit on the ground, is short. DeBrecht goes to his left, and he goes right between his legs. And that'll be an error. His 13th error of the season. And he tried to go to second with it before he had the ball. Sometimes DeBrecht can make some unbelievable plays, but he also sometimes struggles to make the easy ones. As now it's first and second, one out for Carson Doyle. And that was a routine ground ball. This pitch is swung on a miss, 0-1 on a fastball up in the zone. Doyle popped out in foul territory to first in the second inning. 0-1. 0-1 pitch. Popped up foul. That's going to be on the move for a car. Just misses one. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Pitch from Reeves. Call, ring him up, strike three. Fastball inside part of the plate, and Doyle looked at it. It was actually dropped by Plummer, but because of the runner at first, didn't matter. There's two down now for Luke Farah. Farah struck out looking in the second inning.
Number 13, Luke Farah. Luke strikes out. All beer will be before.
Spencer Gore is on deck if Farah can reach. Driscoll at second, Brock at first. 5-0 here in the fourth inning. Stars looking for their first run of the game. First pitch is chopped slowly towards short. Charged now is Cineros. He's got it. He'll throw to first, and that will end the inning. A walk and an error, but nobody comes around to score. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth. 45s with a 4-0 lead. Check that 5-0 lead here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton.
the only local sports show in Reading.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Lane Pritchard will lead off the top of the order for the Colt 45s. They've scored in each of the first three innings. Looking to do the same here in the fourth. 5-0. Lane Pritchard's 1-for-1. He's singled to right, scored a run. He's also walked tonight. Left-handed hitter stepping in. First pitch is up high with a breaking ball, 1-0. Breaking ball. This is over for a strike, 1-1. The 1-1 pitch from Ruban is this is another off-speed pitch. That's up high, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 pitch, fastball, that's over, 2-2. So after three off-speed pitches, he comes back with the hard stuff. Evens the count of 2-2. Jackson Elder, who pitched last night, was down in the bullpen earlier. Check that, he was getting warmed up earlier. This is hit on the ground a second. Quickly thrown to first in time, and that will get Lane Pritchard here leading off the inning. That'll bring up Lorenzo Debrecht.
Lorenzo Debrecht
brought in a run with his single in the second inning, 5-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. As the first pitch breaking ball is near the head of Debrecht as he ducks out of the way, 1-0. Elder, I think, was warming up a couple times last night. This is a breaking ball that's over for a strike, 1-1. Big blow in this game was a three-run home run in the bottom of the third from Kobe Zimmerman. 1-1 is swung on a miss as Debrecht tried to launch that one out of here, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch is up and coming as Ruban winds and throws. Breaking ball. This is chopped towards third, but foul into the Colt 45's dugout or off the screen over there. 1-2. If Ruban can get through this fourth inning quickly, and then they'll probably let him go the fifth as well, would do wonders for the Stars bullpen. This breaking ball is called strike three. High arcing. Two down. That'll bring up Jake Gozo. Not very often do you see the Colt 45's 1-2-3 hitters go down in order.
Gozo,
he's 1-for-2 with a double, reached on a fielder's choice in the second. That double in the first brought in the game's first run. Base is empty, two down. Gozo now will step out, take time. First pitch is in the dirt, and it'll get to the backstop, 1-0. Gozo, a night ago, 1-for-2, a couple runs scored, a couple RBIs. He walked three times, 325 average on the year. 1-0 is way up in the zone. 2-0 appearing in his 22nd game. He scored 19 runs. 27 hits, 26 RBIs. Really good numbers in that category. 2-0 is the called strike on the outside corner. Looked to be up in the zone as well. 2-1. 8 home runs, 9 doubles. Leads the team in that category. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball. That's up high. 3-1. That was a couple inches higher than the called strike three on Lorenzo Debrecht. Base is empty. 2 down. 3-1. Outside ball 4. So Jake Gozo once again reaches on a walk. That's nothing new to him. His 22nd walk of the year. That'll bring up Alex Cienedos. Cienedos is playing third tonight. Was at first last night. We've seen him in the outfield as well this year. He's 1-for-2 with a run, scored, singled to right field in the third. Came around to score on that Kobe Zimmerman 3-run big fly. As they throw back to first, Gozo is back. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Gozo try and steal a bag here. Trying to get in scoring position with 2 down. He's got 2 steals on the year and 3 attempts. Breaking ball. That's over for a strike right at the knees. A good spot to begin the at-bat to Cienedos, and it's 0-1. In the top of the fifth inning for the Stars, it'll be 9-1-2. Gore, Dyer, and Grant. 0-1, they throw back to first again as Gozo had a pretty big lead. He's back safely with a tag applied. Balls, 2 strikes. Long hold. Slide step. The pitch is in the dirt. 1-1. They're doing everything they can to keep Gozo off balance as the runner at first. One. Gozo again with a big lead. He does not go. This 1-1 is off the inside. In tight to the left-handed hitting Cienedos. 2-1. Alec. 5-for-21 coming into tonight's game. They throw back to first again. He's back safely. Appearing in his 9th game, he's got 2 home runs, 9 RBIs. Hit one last night that seemed to never come down. Just a skyscraping home run. 2-1, 2-run home run. 2-1 is a up high on the fastball. 3-1. We'll see if he tries to unload one right here. Runners on the move. 3-1's in the dirt. Ball 4. So back-to-back walks for Raban, and that'll bring in Max Werner as the catcher. Ferrer is going to go out and have a chat with his starter. Trying to calm this young man down after a couple walks. Werner, the right-handed hitter. 1-for-1 tonight. He's also walked. 5 walks now for Raban, and actually none of those walks have come in to score. Breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1. He's at 73 pitches. All the runs that have come in to score have been because of hits. Reaching on hits. First and second, 2 down. 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2 out in front of that pitch. 0-2. This next up pitch will be number 75 as he will try and dance out of danger here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Long look from Raban now, gets the sign and coming set. Looks back to second, throws. This is hit off the end of the bat, foul first base side. Still 0-2. Pretty good crowd intact tonight as the lights have come on here at Tiger Field. We've had no wind at all tonight. 0-2. Mondo Rodriguez would be next. Gozo at second, Cienedos at first. The 0-2, this is fouled straight back. Look out. Just missed the car. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike Subs. We're also in the house tonight at Tiger Field with a booth. No balls, two strikes. Pitch number five coming up. Breaking ball. Called strike three. That will end the inning. Two runners left on walks. The first scoreless inning for the Colt 45's offense. We'll head to the fifth. 5-0. Reading with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains and a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal taste on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com if you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of. Northwest Homes is your first choice.
Give Northwest Homes a call, 247-0441.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to the top of the fifth inning from historic Tiger Field in downtown Reading. Spencer Gore will lead off, the ninth place hitter, who's 0 for 1. He's followed by the top of the order as the first pitch is outside, 1-0. Gore grounded out to short in the second inning. As he takes another ball, 2-0. Gore did not play last night. He did play center field, though. This pitch is outside, 3-0. So Reeves trying to locate here. Now he does on 3-1 on the 3-0 pitch to make it 3-1. Down low on the dirt, ball 4. So a leadoff walk for the Stars with the top of the order coming up. And that'll bring in Dyer. Bullpen empty for the Colt 45s. Jackson Elder. Still down in the Stars bullpen, although he's not really getting ready. The first pitch is popped up, and that'll get back and out of play. 0-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. We also want to give a shout-out to a couple of listeners tonight out in Gardnerville, Chuck and H.J. Hamill. This pitch is fouled down the right field line. Appreciate you guys listening. No balls, two strikes. Infield at double play depth. Runners on the move, 0-2. Outside, the throw down to second is not in time as it skips off of the runner, Gore. So the pitch was a called ball and a stolen base. I think if Rodriguez, who was applying the tag, had bounced off the helmet of Gore, I think if he would have made that play, despite the throw being late because of the tag that would have been applied right on the catch, he might have had a chance. This is breaking ball down low, 2-2. Dyer tonight is 1-for-2. He singled to lead off the game and struck out on the third. Outside now, 3-2. Full count offering. Dyer choking way up on the bat. Waits the full count offering. It's a breaking ball inside, ball four. So a couple of walks to begin the fifth. First and second, nobody out. Derek Fasten is going to go out and talk to Reeves here. With nobody in the bullpen, we are going to take a 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. Two on here in the fifth. We'll be right back.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
After the mound visit, Grant comes to the mound here in the top, or to the plate in the top of the fifth inning. Gore at second, Dyer at first. One ball and two strikes. Grant is 0-2. Is this 1-2 pitches outside, 2-2. Reeves a little struggling to find the zone here to begin the fifth. Five walks so far in the game. He's only allowed one hit. First and second, nobody out. Surprised Grant wasn't bunting here. Well, you are down five, but when you haven't been able to drive in runs with hits, try to get something going for your offense. 2-2, down low. And that will load the count at 3-2. Gore at second, Dyer at first as Billy Plummer quickly goes out and has a chat with his pitcher. Whitwright is on deck. Revolves two strikes. The pitch from J.J. Reeves. This is slapped foul straight back and out of play. It was off the outside part of the plate, but he went after it to protect. Still 3-2. .85 pitches now for J.J. Reeves. We're only here in the fifth inning. Grant, by the way, is 0-2 as he waits the 3-2 pitch. Bring him up, strike three. Grant spun away as if it was off the inside corner, but a big 3-2 strikeout. And now with one out and two on, that'll bring up Chayton Whitwright. Whitwright is 0-2 tonight as now the bullpen is getting active for the Colt 45s. Reeves now a ground ball away from possibly getting out of this inning. Trying to see who that is. It's Mickey Meinhofer down in the pen. Here's a breaking ball left up high, 1-0 Meinhofer. Probably getting the night off at second base tonight because he was scheduled to pitch second in this game. Gord second, Dyer at first, one down. Infield and double play depth. 1-0 as he squares around a bunt but misses. So it's 1-1. Nobody crashed as he squared around a bunt. Wow. In this situation, Cisneros is going to have to stay at his bag at third. As now, this is the 1-1 pitch, called the strike on the outside corner, 1-2, as he did not try and bunt. In this situation, Ciancio, the first baseman, would crash with Reeves on the left side of the infield after the pitch, and the second baseman, Rodriguez, would cover first. Typically, not every time. 1-2. Chayton Whitwright is the batter. Here's a breaking ball hit back towards second. Lorenzo DeBrecht charges. He's the only play as the first. It is in time. Two down. Both runners advance. Two outs now for Connor Schaefer. Second and third. And Reeves an out away from pitching five shutout innings, which would do wonders. As Reeves now throws, this is swung and a miss. Connor Schaefer has walked twice in this game. He has not had an official at-bat. He was 3-for-4 last night. Three singles as he looks to get the stars on the board here in the top of the fifth inning. 0-1, the pitch from Reeves. Breaking ball. Check that. That was a changeup up high, 1-1. Ryan Driscoll is on deck. One one is up high, 2-1. So now Ciancio is going to come over and talk to Reeves here, calm him down just a bit. He does have an open bag over at first. Something to think about here. A walk wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. You're up 5-0. Two balls, one strike. The pitch up high, 3-1. This next pitch will be the 95th of the game for J.J. Reeves. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Now 3-2. Schaefer looking to bring in a couple of runs with a base hit. Reeves, the pitcher, looking to get out of this inning. 3-2. The pitch. Popped up, foul, and that'll get back out of play. Narrowly misses a couple cars. Stays 3-2. The seventh pitch of the at-bat coming up. Schaefer's already walked twice tonight. J.J. Reeves with a long look into his catcher, Billy Plummer. Gets the sign. Big lead at second for Dyer. And now everybody steps off as we will regroup. Pitch. Swing and a miss. That ends the inning. Reeves leads 2-on. 5 shutout innings for the Colt 45 left-handers. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 5-0 here on KCNR 1460.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Mondo Rodriguez leads off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 5-0. The Colt 45 is in the lead as he takes the first pitch. Breaking ball called a strike, 0-1. Rodriguez has struggled a little bit at the plate tonight. He's 0-2, struck out swinging and popped out to second. Both of those in spots where the 45s could have added on some runs. 0-1, this is yanked down the left field line, but it'll hook foul. 0-2, the ball was hit sharply. Rodriguez, Ciancio, and Zimmerman in the fifth. Just one hit for the Stars against Reeves, who up above 95 pitches now, I imagine, would be done, although it wouldn't be that surprised if he came out again in the sixth. No balls, two strikes, breaking ball, popped straight up. Farrah doesn't see it. It's going to be the pitcher who can't make it in foul territory. Ravon came off the mound to come and get that. And a foul ball. That was a tough play. Farrah, the catcher, didn't know where it went off the bat. And that was the 80th pitch of the night. Jackson Elder is still getting warmed up. He's still down there, not necessarily getting warmed up after Ravon has looked pretty good the last two innings. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. This is up high. 1-2. Mickey Meinhofer is getting heated up in the Colt 45's bullpen. One ball, two strikes. Base is empty here leading off the fifth inning. The pitch, that's up high. Rodriguez thought about going around and held up. 2-2. Rodriguez on the year, 167, three hits and 18 at-bats. Just his eighth game. He's homered once with four RBIs. 2-2. That skips by to the backstop, and that'll run things full. 3-2. So from 0-2, Rodriguez has worked the count back full. Nice little sunset now taking place over outside the fence in the outfield. 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four as it skips to the backstop and a leadoff walk. And that is the sixth walk of the game that the Colt 45s have gotten on offense. And the other side, we've had five walks. So 11 combined walks here through five innings. And it's one of the things that extends games. Mike Ciancio will step in. He's 0-2. Grounded out to third. Popped out in foul territory to first. Infield shifts into double play. Depth, right-handed hitter. His next pitch will now be number 85 for the starter. Spins and throws back to first. Rodriguez back standing. Kobe Zimmerman out on deck, who had the big home run earlier in this contest here in the third inning. It was a three-run line drive home run. This pitch is swung on in hit and foul territory. They're going to throw to second in time. So a swinging bunt that went straight down. I thought it was going to roll foul. However, Farrah picked it up quickly and threw it a second to get the lead runner, Rodriguez. And there's one out after the fielder's choice. No play to get the double play. That'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman with one out. Zimmerman has walked and homered. He's scored twice, has three RBIs. Off to a good start in this game. Right-handed hitter. Quickly throw back to first and almost got Ciancio, who was caught sleeping a little bit. Double play could get Ciancio. Get Ravon out of the inning. The first pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. Five runs, six hits in air, and six runners left on base for the Colt 45s. For the Stars, no runs, one hit, no errors. Throw back to first. First baseman Driscoll has to reach across his body to save that one from going up against the fence in foul territory down the right field line. Again, the throwback. Back safely. So, Ciancio, despite getting thrown over, he is still hopping right off and getting a big lead. No balls, one strike. The pitch, he's on the move. Breaking ball, now he stopped. Started to go. Had a good jump. Breaking ball was called a ball. Kind of surprised. It looked pretty good from here. 1-1. Billy Plummer, the ninth place hitter, is on deck. 5-0 in the home half of the fifth. 1-1 pitch, down low, 2-1. Wow, one on, throw back to first. Again, close, but Ciancio's back easily. Two-one is a called strike. 2-2. Ravon taking a long time here in between pitches. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's. 45 is trying to extend their three-game winning streak. Again, a throwback to first. Again, back safely. Forty-fives are 14-10 on the year, 7-3 in their last 10 games. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch, breaking ball, popped up. This is going to be a tough play down the first baseline. Driscoll running back. He will not get there. It'll drop and be a foul ball. Stays 2-2. In the top of the sixth inning, it'll be Ryan Driscoll, then Brock and Doyle. Against Mickey Meinhofer, I would imagine anyway, who will be coming out of the bullpen in the sixth. So he looks ready down there. Two balls, two strikes. These two teams will be back at it for game three of this series. Another throw over. Not back. As he is back in time again. It's either the fifth or the sixth time he's thrown over. This next pitch will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat. 2-2, runners on the move. This is popped up. Shallow right field. Grant running back. He will make the catch. Ooh, wow. Looked like he had it easily and then had to scamper back for a few steps. Makes the catch. And that is the second out. Ciancio remains at first. And that'll bring up Billy Plummer. Plummer, the right-handed hitter, is 0-2 this evening. Struck out swinging in the second. Flew out to right in the third. A leadoff walk and then a fielder's choice, which is how Ciancio is on over at first. Two out, one on. Ravon trying to get out of this inning. This is hit on the ground to third. Gobbled up by Brock. He'll go over to first in time, and that will end the inning. One left in the fifth. Nobody comes in to score. It's 5-0. Colt 45 is in the lead as we head to the sixth here on KCNR 1460.
The sum above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, we'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher here in the top of the sixth inning. It is Mickey Meinhofer making his fourth appearance. All of them out of the bullpen. Eight innings pitched. Six hits given up. Four earned runs. He's only walked two, struck out eight. He's 2-1 out of the bullpen on the year. 4.5 ERA. So Meinhofer, a strike thrower with good velocity. And he's going to test these Stars hitters here tonight. So the leadoff batter is Ryan Driscoll. He'll be followed by Kane Brock and Carson Doyle in the sixth. It's 5-0. The Colt 45s of the lead. The Stars with only one hit in the game. However, they have been walked five times. Meinhofer's first pitch is chopped on the ground to third. Towards his left, Senyos dives. He's got it. Throw to first is just wide. It's not in time as it pulls Ciancio off the bag. That would have been an outstanding play. It'll be ruled a hit. So a leadoff single for Ryan Driscoll, and that'll bring up Kane Brock. A chopper to the left of Senyos as he had to leap and dive at the same time. Quickly got up with the fleet-footed Driscoll, able to beat out the throw as Brock will come to the plate. He's 0-for-2 so far tonight. Flew out to right in the first inning and reached on an error in the fourth. Infield in double play depth to begin the sixth. Meinhofer's first pitch. This is hit out towards left center field. Over is Pritchard. He will call off Zimmerman and make the catch on the run. And that is the first out. So Meinhofer comes in, gets a ground ball and a fly out. However, one of them is a single, but working quickly. And that'll bring up Carson Doyle. Doyle, the left fielder this evening, is looking for his first hit tonight. He's 0-for-2. With a run scored last night, walked three times. Tonight he's 0-for-2. He's popped out in foul territory to first and struck out looking. First pitch from Meinhofer is a called strike on the outside corner. That was a delayed call from the home plate umpire. Bullpen still active for the Stars. Oh, 1 is swung on a miss, 0-2. So Doyle now down in the count has looked overmatched here early on in this at bat against the reliever. As now time is called by Doyle. Luke Farah is on deck in the bottom of the sixth inning. It will be the top of the order for the Colt 45s. Leading 5-0 here in game two of this series. Last night, the final score 13-7 is the Colt 45s were able to pull off the game one victory. 0-2. Just low. 1-2. Another fastball. Good spot for on an 0-2 pitch. Both teams with seven runners left on base. And that's a shocking number for a 5-run game. Meinhofer set on 1-2. The pitch, bring him up, strike three. At the knees with a fastball, got him looking, two down. And that will bring up Spencer Gore, or check that, Luke Farah. Spencer Gore will come out on deck. Just two hits in the game for the Stars as Farah's 0-for-2 as well. He's grounded out and struck out. Right-handed hitter. Steps in. He is tonight's beer batter as well, as he did strike out in the second, which got everybody here at Tiger Field a dollar off beer. Two down. This pitch is hit on a line towards first, but foul off the handle. 0-1. No balls, one strike. These two teams will be back at it tomorrow night, 7:15, and then on Sunday for the finale at 6:15. 0-1. Pitch is a changeup, just in tight. 1-1. I think we'll have a new pitcher in the bottom half for the Stars. That'd be my guess, based on the fact that Jackson Elder, who warmed up starting in the third now and then stopped, is now back up and throwing again. This 1-1 is outside, 2-1. Two out, one on here in the top of the sixth inning. A leadoff single, then a flyout and a strikeout. Driscoll, who led off the inning with a single to third, has not moved. Over at first. 2-1, he's on the move. His pitch is up high. The throw down to second is going to be way late, and Driscoll is in with a stolen bag. Got a great jump. And Plummer had no chance. Pitch was also high, 3-1. And I am not sure what just happened. I think Farah leaned over the plate as Plummer threw down to second, and the runner is called out. So that will end the inning. Wow, strange way to end the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. It's 5-0. Colt 45 is the lead here on KCNR 1460.
There are many reasons changing your oil with Havoline products is a good decision. Two of the most important reasons, changing your oil on a regular basis improves gas mileage and promotes engine longevity. At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in making it more convenient. There's no appointment necessary. Just drive in, you stay in your car, enjoy a free beverage while you wait, free Wi-Fi, easy in, easy out, and we use quality Havoline motor oil. You earn rewards points with every dollar you spend, giving you the ability to earn free services from Premier Oil Change. Premier Oil Change cares about your car and your time, so we make it our business to make your car maintenance as friendly as possible. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today and get your car services with Havoline products. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
New pitcher is Jackson Elder for the Northwest Stars. 5-0 here in the bottom of the sixth on a strange play to end the top of the sixth inning as Driscoll stole second. However, the batter, Farah, was over the plate when being thrown down to second, which is an automatic out. Lane Pritchard will be leading off against the right-hander Jackson Elder. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the best subs in the North State. Pritchard tonight is 1-for-2. He's walked, singled, and grounded out. He's also has a stolen base and a run. First pitch is popped up foul down the left field line, back and out of play. 0-1. Top of the order, Pritchard, DeBrecht, and Gozo. All three of those guys have gotten hits tonight. Breaking ball is outside. Farah slid over. Target was on the inside part of the plate. And Farah had to go out and get that one. It went off his glove to the backstop. 1-1. We're reaching 9 o'clock here on a Friday night. 1-1. This ball is struck well. Left center field. Gore going back. He looks up, and that ball is gone. Lane Pritchard. Another solo home run.
One,
And it's 6-0. He homered twice last night, and he does it again here this evening. And it's 6-0. The Colt 45s with the lead. Wow. Opposite field power from the leadoff man with his 7th home run of the year. Very well done from the leadoff man. And that'll bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht. Estimated distance on that ball at 380. Check that. I think I said that was his 7th. That's his 8th home run of the year. DeBrecht, the right-handed batter, stepping in. First pitch is on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. DeBrecht tonight singled to left, struck out in the 4th, and popped out to 2nd in the 1st inning. Breaking ball, wow, just inside, 1-1. DeBrecht started to go around and stopped. 1-1. Jay Gozo is on deck. Nobody out here in the 6th. This pitch is lifted down the right field line. Long run for Whitwright. He will not get there as it gets out of play. 1-2. Breaking ball to DeBrecht, hits it off the end of the bat on a line to first. Kind of a strange play. Driscoll. And that is the first out. That'll bring up Jake Gozo. DeBrecht kind of frustrated with himself. Gozo's 1-for-2. He doubled on the game's first run. In the first inning, he reached on the fielder's strike and has walked. 1-for-2, 325 average. First pitch to Gozo. He's right at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Alex Sinietos is on deck. Off the outside with a breaking ball, 1-1. Is below the knees, but he went after it. Swing and miss, 1-2. 6-0 here in the 6th inning. Last night in this frame, 12 runs came across combined, 6 in the top half and 6 in the bottom half. 1-2. Elder trying to forget that leadoff home run. 1-2, this is in the dirt. Skips to Farah, and Gozo grabs it with a left hand. Hands it to the catcher. Two and two. Jackson Elder winds and throws inside. 3-2. Three-two pitch. This is popped high, but back and out of play. And it nails a bus. 3-2 still. This next pitch will be the 7th of the AB. Bases empty, 1 out, 1 run already home on a solo home run to left center from Lane Pritchard, who's got 3 home runs in this series. 3-2 pitch, hit on the ground to third. Brock to his left, it goes in between the wickets. For an error, the shortstop, Dyer, fields the backhand, tries to throw a last-minute effort to first. It's not in time. And an error for Brock. So Gozo will be on it first as Alex Sinietos comes to the plate. Sinietos is 1-for-2. Grounded out the second, single to right, and has walked. Scored a run as well. Infield back in double play depth. Cisneros with one of the more colorful bats on the club, with the bat head of the bright royal blue. As Elder spins and throws back to first, goes those back easily. Max Werner steps out on deck. Elder comes set. This pitch is fouled straight back off the screen. Goes over at first, started to go, and then stopped. It's 0-1. Took two hard steps and halted. No balls, one strike. Grant, the second baseman, way over in the hole, expecting Cisneros to pull. This is a breaking ball. That's a called strike. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Elder, set, throws. This is outside. Fair has to slide over to make the catch. It's 1-2. Tomorrow night, trying to look on the Colt 45's roster here, who I think will be the starter. If I had to guess, it might be Rance Pittman. Unless they bring somebody on. That it ran in and got Cisneros in the arm. So now it's first and second, one down here in the bottom of the sixth for Max Werner. Werner this evening is 1-for-2 with a walk, a run scored, and a stolen base. He singled in the third inning. Tyron Grant now real close to the bag at second, holding on Gozo and in double play depth. First pitch is swung on this, 0-1. Werner on the year. Trying to find his numbers here. There they are. 7 hits and 22 at-bats. 9 runs scored. 5 RBIs. Looking to add on to that total here with 2 on and 1 out in the 6th. 6-0 our score. 0-1 is high. 1-1. And now Farrah's going to come out and have a chat with the reliever Elder. Bullpens are both empty for both teams. I imagine Mickey Meinhofer is going to go as long as he can tonight. Might even go the rest of this game. If you were listening last night, you heard me make a brutal mistake as it comes to they were playing for his walk-up song, Hey Mickey, You're So Fine. And I think I believe I said that that was a Disney song and a playoff of a song called It's Tricky by Run DMC. And I couldn't have been more wrong. Our producer back in the studios, Jared King, got a good kick out of that one, correcting me. Still pretty upset about that. One ball, one strike. This is down low with a fastball right below the knees, 2-1. Elder up above 20 pitches now in the inning. To one, just off the outside, and Farrah thought that was strike two as he held it there a while for the home plate umpire, but it's a ball, 3-1. Goes to its second, Cisneros at first. Elder a ground ball away from possibly getting out of this inning. There's one error already in the inning. There was a walk, and then we've had a solo home run. 3-1 pitch. Called strike. Both runners were on the move, but Farrah didn't even try to make an attempt, so a stolen base in the professionals, that would be a defensive indifference. Both runners advance. 3-2 in college and in high school. That is considered a stolen bag. Infield's now going to come in here in a 6-0 game. Kind of shocked by that. Werner's going to choke up on 3-2. The pitch popped up, in on the infield, out to the second baseman, Grant, who's been getting worked hard tonight on these pop-ups. He makes the catch, two down, holding at second and third is Gozo and Cienedos. That'll bring up Mondo Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 tonight. He's walked, struck out, and popped out. And we're going to have a quick mound visit from the Stars pitching coach. It'll be a short one, so we'll stay here. Tomorrow night, these two teams back at it for Game 3 at 7:15, first pitch yet again. If the 45s are able to win tonight, they'll extend their winning streak to 4. And we'll go to even extend it even more tomorrow to 5, if they get the win tonight. Gozo at third, Cienedos at second. Rodriguez, right-handed batter, trying to bring in a couple runs. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, one run already home on a solo home run. First pitch to Rodriguez is an off-speed pitch up high, 1-0. 25 pitches now here in the inning for Elder out of the pen. One ball, no strikes. 1-0. This is hit on the ground, too short. Charging is Dyer. He's got it. Throw to first. In time, that'll end the inning. One run comes to the plate on a solo home run from Lane Pritchard, his third of this series. We will head to the seventh here on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Friday, Free Fire Radio rounds out this Independence Day week with politics and pets. North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be checking in with his monthly report on what's happening in the nation's capital as things heat up for the midterm elections and the nomination of a new Supreme Court justice. We will also welcome the Haven Humane Pet of the Week. KCNR 1460 AM, coming soon to 96.5 FM, your locally owned town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Mickey Meinhofer back out here in the seventh inning is now. Barrick Fasten is going to come and talk to Billy Plummer. And take a look at it looks like his left knee pad here. Mickey Meinhofer's back out here in the seventh. And we're going to have a new catcher. It's going to be Logan Gomes. We'll replace Plummer. So Gomes came in late last night after Duarte's hand got hit on a swing. So they'll allow Gomes to get a few warm-ups here. Kind of a strange time to do it. Plummer had already made the throw down to second and everything. So 6-0 here in the top of the seventh inning. Just two hits in the game for the Stars. However, they have left seven runners on base in this game. Five walks and two hits equals seven left on base. Obviously, a couple of fielder's choices, things of that nature, but first pitch from Meinhofer is way up and in. His fair has to duck out of the way. 1-0. 8-9-1 here in the seventh. This 1-0 is a ball. 2-0. And Base is empty. You're leading off the inning. 2-0 pitch. That's high. 3-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the best subs in the North State. Three balls, no strikes. Meinhoffer trying to battle back, and he throws this one way high, and that's ball four. Meinhoffer, as I mentioned earlier, does not walk many batters. It's just his third walk of the year. Spencer Gore is the batter with one on, nobody out. Gore has walked, grounded out to short. He has a stolen base as well. First pitch is up high, 1-0, so five consecutive walks, balls for Meinhoffer beginning the seventh. And something happened here. We're going to have a balk. I don't think Meinhoffer came set, so that pitch will not matter, as he did swing and miss it. So the balk will allow Farrah to advance to second into the scoring position. So 1-0, that last pitch obviously didn't count. So Farrah's at second now. 1-0 pitch, high, 2-0. Meinhoffer, I believe the reason for the balk was because he didn't come set completely. Tried to rush that last pitch. Something very similar on that second ball. 2-0, throws. This is swung and a miss. On that swing, Gore's right foot, which is his plant foot and back foot, came halfway to his left foot, trying to unload on that one. 2-1, this is swung and a miss. 2-2. Nobody out. Farrah at second. 6-0. This is swung on and missed. Strike three. So from 2-0, three consecutive strikes, and sets down Gore for his second strikeout of the night. And that'll bring up the top of the order in Brooks Dyer. Dyer is 1-for-2 tonight. He singled, struck out, and walked. So we can now give you a look at Reeves' final line as his first pitch has popped up. Out near second. Lorenzo DeBrecht calls everybody off. He will make the catch. Two down. And that'll bring up Brad Grant. Grant is 0-for-3. The final line for J.J. Reeves, five inning pitched, one hit, five walks, and he's also struck out five. Two outs, runner on second, 6-0 here in the ball game. This pitch is swung on and missed. I think that was foul tipped into the catcher's glove, 0-1. In the bottom of the seventh, after God Bless America in the seventh inning stretch, we'll have Mike Ciancio, Kobe Zimmerman, and then Logan Gomes. 0-1, that's fouled back off the screen, 0-2. Grant hit one well to left center earlier. But Zimmerman tracked it down. Looking for his first hit of the series, as he was 0-for-4 last night, 0-for-3 tonight. Meinhoffer looking to get out of the inning. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And that ends the inning. Seventh inning stretch time here at Tiger Field. God Bless America will be played. We will take a break. And we'll come back for the bottom of the seventh here on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique, from the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite. Everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The sum above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, we'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Canada has now weaponized the sexual revolution with a 7-2 decision in her Supreme Court that forces a Christian university to adopt the court's version of what is moral and ethical or suffer loss of accreditation. This is a significant blow to religious freedom in Canada.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the vitamin shop.
Oh, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Mike Ciancio's up here in the bottom of the seventh. His 1-1 pitch is fouled straight back, 1-2. Ciancio tonight is 0-3. Zimmerman and then Gomes here in the home half of the seventh. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, that's up high, 2-2. Ciancio's back shoulder started to go around, but the bat never moved. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. This is another breaking ball up high, 3-2. Ciancio had the night off last night. 3-2 pitch. That's high ball four. Leadoff walk for Ciancio. Now bring in Kobe Zimmerman.
Number 22.
Zimmerman flew out or popped out to second. He also homered in the third, a three-run home run that was lined out of here, was hit extremely hard, not very high, and still got over the wall. Elder back from the stretch. First pitch is swung and popped up. And that will get back and out of play, just out of the yard. The kid makes a nice play on the one hop. 0-1. It's nice when a kid brings his glove to the ballpark and is rewarded with a foul ball. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in tight. Maybe a little bit high as well. 2-2. Only two 45s hitters have not walked tonight. Lorenzo Dobrecht and Gomes, who will be stepping in as this throw back to first to get Ciancio, is not in time. One and one. One one is a called strike. One and two. Zimmerman has seen his average rise here in the last couple weeks. 274. Now with three home runs and 20 runs driven in. Third on the club in that RBI category. Behind only Lorenzo Dobrecht and Jake Gozo. 1-2 pitch is up high. 2-2. Logan Gomes on deck. And then the top of the order. Two and two. Elder, a long look down. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. So, Zimmerman goes down swinging for the first time tonight. And that'll bring in Logan Gomes. Gomes replaced Plummer in the last half inning defensively. Is 2-for-8 on the year with 4 RBIs and a triple. First pitch is outside, 1-0. In that triple, launched one deep into center field. Remember that center field wall is out at 406. It's a big outfield here at Tiger Field, especially in right center to left center. 1-0, one out, runner on first, infield double play depth. 1-0 pitch is also up high, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Gomes. Lorenzo Dobrecht would like to get a chance here. He'll have to wait till after Pritchard, though. 1-0, that's on the outside corner, called a strike. 2-1. I would doubt Ciancio is going to go anywhere. The bullpen is now active for the Star as a left-handed pitcher is throwing. They'll throw back to first. Ciancio dives back safely. Just will begin to stretch down there as it'll probably take him a while before he is ready. 2-1. 40 pitches for Elder here in an inning in a third. 2-1 pitch. Popped up foul, backing out of play. 2-2. Two home runs in this game for the 45s tonight. A 3-run home run from Zimmerman and a solo home run from Pritchard. 45 scored in the first inning off an RBI double from Jake Gozo. In the second, off an RBI single from Lorenzo Dobrecht. 2-2. Elder set. Throws. This is slashed foul back off the screen. Still 2-2. Gomes replaced Plummer in the seventh. Defensively. Two and two. Outfield straight away. Breaking ball. Swan a miss. And it's strike three. Second consecutive strikeout for Elder. And that'll bring up Lane Pritchard. Lane Pritchard. is 2 for 3 on the night. A couple of runs scored, an RBI, and a walk. Remember, he homered to left center in his last at-bat. He's also scored a couple of runs. 2 out, 1 on at first. Left-handed hitter steps in and gets L there. First pitch breaking ball is off the inside part of the plate for a ball, 1-0. 45s are able to hang on to this game. They will improve to 15-10. They've won 7-3 in the last 10. On this one, it'll be 8-2. Breaking ball, that is over for a called strike, 1-1. Looks like either Riley Kramer or Dylan Leary are getting ready in the bullpen. 1 ball, 1 strike to Pritchard. This is up and in tight, 2-1. This is where we might see Pritchard try and unload again. He's already got 3 home runs in this series, 2 last night and 1 tonight. Two-one pitch, breaking ball. This is chopped on the ground to first. Over to his right is Driscoll. He's got it. The race back to first. He is going to be in time. Very close, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the eighth. It's 6-0. The Colt 45 is in the lead here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Shaden Whitwright leads off in the eighth inning as we welcome you back to Tiger Field. This is chopped on the first pitch to short. Lorenzo Dobrecht's got it. A quick throw to first is in time. And a quick one pitch out here in the eighth. So that'll bring up Connor Schaefer. Schaefer struck out swinging in the fifth with 2 on. Base is empty, 1 down. Schaefer had 3 hits last night. He's hitless tonight. Has reached twice on a walk. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Six to nothing. No balls, 1 strike. Meinhofer throws. This is a hard fastball down low, 1-1. Up above 25 pitches now for the game. Some fans starting to trickle out here. It's been a somewhat briskly played game. I say that while metaphorically knocking on wood. 1-1 is chopped straight down off of Schaefer's foot. 1-2. Again, just 2 hits for the Stars, as now the catcher Gomes is going to go out and give Schaefer a breather after trying to walk that one off. Schaefer appears to be okay. One and two. Bases empty, one down. Driscoll is out on deck. He would be next. I think the pitcher is Riley Kramer in down in the bullpen for the Stars. Breaking ball, called strike three. Good breaking ball. A front door breaking ball, and he got him looking, two down. And that'll bring up Ryan Driscoll. Driscoll is one for two. He singled, reached on a fielder's choice, and walked. He's also got a stolen bag as his first pitch is hit on the ground in the hole between DeBrecht and Cineto. Send to left, a base hit. So a two-out single for Driscoll, his second hit of the night. He's two for three. And that will bring up Kane Brock. Brock tonight is 0 for 3. He's flown out twice and reached on an error. Two out, one on. Here's the first pitch is just up in the zone, 1-0. Meinhofer, as I mentioned before coming into this game, had a 4.50 ERA with 2-1. He has lowered that so far, as this 1-0 is a fastball on the outside part of the plate called a strike, 1-1. Doesn't walk a lot of batters. Consistently strikes thrown, throws pretty good hard with good velocity. 1-1 is fouled straight back at 1-2. Bullpen is empty, and so I would imagine as Meinhofer's only 30 pitches into his outing, would probably go the ninth unless disaster struck. One ball, two strikes. A ground out, a strikeout, a single. And now 1-2. 1-2 pitch. Brock spins out of the way. It's inside with a breaking ball, 2-2. Two and two. Hoffer set, looking over his shoulder. Driscoll now throws. This is way high, 3-2. As Gomes has to come out of the squat to get that one. This will give Driscoll a chance to get a head start at first. On 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Brock steps out here. His next pitch will be number 35 as Meinhofer now back off the mound. Not holding on Driscoll at first. He'll go. 3-2. This is lined in the right field. Werner coming in on the move. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. One left on one hit. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth inning. It's 6-0. The Colt 45s at the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Save the date, August 1st. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 1st from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome. Special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 1st, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth inning here from Tiger Field. New pitcher is the left-hander, Riley Kramer. Kramer threw an inning last night. They have two number sixes on their roster. So anyway, Kramer will be facing against Lorenzo Dobrec, Jake Gozo, and Alex Cienedos. We might see a pinch hitter here, though, in one of these spots with a 6-0 lead. Bullpen is empty, so it looks like Meinhofer will be elected to go into the ninth. So Kramer will come out and try to set down the 45s for the final time this evening, pending a disaster in the top of the ninth. 45's three outs away from taking game two in this series. And improving their winning streak to four. Dobrec, right-handed hitter, steps in. He singled, popped out twice, and struck out. He's got an RBI as well in the second inning. Base is empty as the left-hander comes set and throws. His first pitch is fouled straight back off the screen, 0-1. He tried to unload on that pitch. The only two-hit games. Lane Pritchard's got a couple, and Ryan Driscoll's got two now. Breaking ball. This ball is hit high out to deep center field. Gord goes back a little bit. Now he will come in and makes the catch for the first out. So if he pulls that ball a little bit more, probably would leave the yard. It was right around the 370 mark. So with one out, the base is empty. That'll bring up Jake Gozo. Go to the parking lot. Gozo is 1-for-3 with a double. Reached on an error in the sixth. He's also walked and reached on a fielder's choice. So he's 1-for-3, but he's reached every time. Left-hander on the first pitch throws as it's swung and fouled back off the screen. 0-1. Kramer last night threw an inning without giving up a hit. Did have a strikeout. Right-handed hitter, base is empty, one out. Cienedos is on deck. 0-1, changeup, had him out in front, swung on and missed. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2, changeup. I wanted two. Kramer fires on 1-2, breaking ball just outside, maybe a little bit high as well. 2-2. Crowd has been impressive. They've sticked with us throughout most of this game. Here in the eighth inning, as we approach 10 o'clock, this is chopped towards first, but foul. Stay 2-2. Was late on a fastball there. Emergency swing from Gozo. Gozo looking for his second hit of the night. Two and two. Breaking ball. Fouled straight back. Out of play. This next pitch will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Gozo here with two strikes, not afraid to still unload. 2-2 pitch. This is a breaking ball left up high, and that'll run the count full 3-2. Gozo and Dobrec, both those guys, even when they get down with two strikes, will still take big cuts if they see something they like. 3-2. Kramer set, now throws. Swing and a miss. Struck him out swinging, and that will be the second out here in the bottom of the eighth. And with two outs and nobody on, that'll bring up Alex Cineros. Cineros will step in. As there was just announced that a car is running, and it's been running for a while. And that's not good. Two outs, bases in. That's kind of where we're at, though, here in this game. First pitch to Cineros is up high. He's 1-for-2.
Number 34.
He's walked, scored a run, has a stolen base. Was hit by a pitch in the sixth. Single to right in the third. 1-0. Down low below the knees. 2-0. The pitch to Cineros is swung right back off the screen. A couple of fans who were sitting right there with the ball hit on the net didn't even bat an eye. Ice in their veins, not flinching at all. I don't care if there's a window in front of you. Ball coming at your face will make you flinch, but apparently not. 2-1. Down low, three balls and a strike. Three and one. 45s have left 10 runners on in this game. Stars have left 9 on. This pitch, down low, ball 4. So with two outs, Cineros reached on a walk, the second time he's walked today. And not only that, the eighth walk of the game for the Colt 45s. That'll bring up Max Werner. Werner's 1-for-3. He's walked, singled, popped out, and struck out. He's also scored a run. As Mondo Rodriguez comes out on deck, he would be next, but Werner would have to reach. It's 6-0 here in the home half of the eighth inning. Meinhofer, I believe, will be back out again for the ninth as the first pitch is up high to Werner, 1-0. Cineros isn't going anywhere at first. He's not going to try and steal a bag. 1-0. This is hit on the ground towards the middle. The shortstop, Dwyer, is going to flip the second, and that will end the inning on a fielder's choice. One left. We head to the ninth, three outs away from the Colt 45. It's taking game two of this series here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Doyle will lead off here in the ninth inning. It'll be Doyle, Farah, and Gord. And pending if we have a pinch hitter. It's 6-0. Colt 45 is in the lead as Meinhofer throws a first pitch strike in 0-1. If things hold, J.J. Reeves, who threw five shutout innings, will get the win. Meinhofer, who's been brilliant out of the pen, will get a nice four innings of work as he takes another pitch called a strike, 0-2. Doyle is struck out looking twice in this game and now in risk of going down for the hat trick. He's 0-3, popped out to first in his other at-bat, 0-2. Hit on the ground to second. Mondo Rodriguez has got it on the hop. The throw to first is in plenty of time for the first out. Two outs away now from taking games one and two of this series. That'll bring up Luke Farah. Farah's 0-2. Again, just three hits for the Stars in this game. Two for Driscoll and one from Dyer, who has walked as well. Farah, the right-hand hitter, steps in. First pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. These two teams will be back at it again tomorrow night. 0-1. This is flashed down the right field line, but foul back and out of play. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. Got him to go after it. Two down. Out and an out away from this one being in the books. Base is empty for Spencer Gore, the center fielder. Gore is 0-for tonight, 0-for-2. He's walked, struck out, and grounded out, but does have a stolen base. First pitch as he swings right through that fastball again. That was high, and it's 0-1, shaking his head, frustrated with himself as the top of the order is on deck. Probably didn't like his decision to go after that pitch. 0-1 is off the inside corner. 1-1. This is fouled back off the screen. 1-2, and now the Stars are down to their final strike here this evening. This will be the 45th pitch from Meinhofer. Working from the windup on 1-2. Two outs, bases empty here in the ninth. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, got him looking. And that will end the ball game. The 45s take games one and game two of the series. Advance to 15-10, have won four consecutive games. We'll talk a little bit more about this one in the postgame wrap when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
The sum above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sum above difference is legendary. With Jersey Mike's, throwing an unforgettable party is easy. You supply the perfect guests, we'll supply the perfect subs. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you ever tried ordering flowers from a 1-800 company, only to be disappointed by what shows up? Why not try us? We are Liberty Florist at 810 Lake Boulevard. We are Master Florist certified, delivered to all the Reading and surrounding areas, and our top priorities are customer service and the quality in our products. If you'd like $50 worth of flowers, that's what you'll get. No service fees, no middleman. So call us, Liberty Florists, at 768-1544. Check us out at libertyfloristreading.com or stop by at 810 Lake Boulevard.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Our thanks to tonight's sponsors, Jersey Mike's, who had a little booth here at Tiger Field, and they were tonight's radio sponsor. We'll take a look at the final stats this evening. J.J. Reeves will pick up the win. Five innings, one hit. He did have five walks, did not allow a run, also had five strikeouts. Mickey Meinhofer was fantastic out of the bullpen. He threw four innings, gave up just two hits, only walked one, and had six strikeouts. The losing pitcher is Cody Rabanne, who had five innings pitch, gave up five earned runs, six walks, and four strikeouts. The swings of the bat that were the big hits were Kobe Zimmerman's three-run bomb in the third inning. That was the only multi-run inning for the Colt 45s. They also had a double from Jake Goza that scored a run. Lorenzo DeBrecht had an RBI single. And then in the sixth inning, the Colt 45s got an RBI from Lane Pritchard on a solo home run out to left center. That was absolutely crushed, his eighth of the year. These two teams will be back at it for game three tomorrow night, 7:15 first pitch. The time of game tonight, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Our thanks to our producer back in the studio, Jared King, who sticks with us throughout this one. I'm Connor Sutton, saying so long. Once again, our final score, the Colt 45s riding a five-game winning streak. They win this one 6-0 here on KCNR 1460.
So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On The Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Miss anything from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
I'm Sergio Sanchez in for Dana Lash, a precious friend. Chris, Dana, love you guys. Thanks for the invites and babysit your big show. At D Lash Twitter, official Dana Lash Facebook. This is the Southern Command for the Dana Show. I'm Sergio Sanchez, and a big thank you to all you guys who checked in, called in, provided your sage advice on marriage. I want to say thanks to Chris and Dana personally, because, you know, I made reference to our 25 years in marriage, and last time all the media was here, all the national media, I got a chance to lob a congratulations to my wife for our 20 years of marriage, and now it's 25 years of marriage, and here I am on national media again doing the same thing. That's it. I'm free, right? I don't have to buy any ring, no big gift. I'm done. And my bride is so beautiful that way. She doesn't demand anything. Oh, man. So here I'm at national media again, saying something like this. And last time that all the bright lights of media were shining on the Rio Grande Valley, McAllen, Texas, you know, the human crisis, the immigrant crisis, 4 or 5 years ago, Dana was here. She sure was. She was here at the shelter. She was here at the holding places, meeting these people coming in, running in from Central America. During the Obama administration, she was here. I didn't know that, though. She came as part of she came with a group. She was with a different group back then, with another national radio talk show friend, who has been a friend for years as well. Good man. But I'm not going to say his name because I don't know if I have permission to say his name. But his name sounds something like Ben Heck. She was here with the Ben Heck group. And I just noticed, and I followed Ben Heck along with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was here, and they went to the shelters and all that. But she was there. I just didn't know it. You see, there was this little person with like a baseball cap and sunglasses, and like a T-shirt, and like camo pants and boots, like a little boy, just like a little person, just walking around saying, "Hey, why is that little dude? Why is that little dude always getting access to?" To Senator Cruz and Ben Heck and all. You know. Yeah, that was Dana in camouflage. I said, oh, man, I could have interviewed her. Chris, Dana, have a wonderful weekend.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Consumer spending on tourist attractions skyrocketed up 22% last summer compared to the previous year. International travel expert Lee Abamonte shares tips for maximizing financial rewards this summer.
With the right credit card, these adventures can also earn rewards for your wallet. My favorite is Bank of America's Premium Rewards credit card. I earn 2 points for every dollar I spend on dining and travel activities like amusement parks and aquariums. If you're enrolled in the Bank of America Preferred Rewards program, you earn an additional 25 to 75% in bonus points on every purchase, which could add up to 3.5 points per dollar on every travel and dining purchase. Also, during the first full weekend of every month, Bank of America cardholders, including premium rewards, receive free general admission to more than 200 cultural attractions through Bank of America's Museums on Us program, making your card the perfect companion for summer fun.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getmorerewards.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A federal judge has ordered the Justice Department to share a list of 101 children under the age of 5 who were separated from their parents who crossed the border illegally. The judge has ordered that the list be handed over to the ACLU by Saturday afternoon. A hearing has been scheduled for Monday in San Diego. The Justice Department says 86 parents have been matched to 83 children so far. Immigration tops the list of voter concerns just 4 months before the midterms.
Followed by the economy and health care. A Reuters Ipsos poll finds 15% of Americans put immigration at the top of the list. It's much higher among Republicans, with 26% listing it as number one. Just 7% of Democrats say so. The split on how voters from each party think the White House is doing on handling immigration is even more stark. 81% of Republicans support the president's policies. 81% of Democrats oppose them.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. China says it's filed a second complaint to the World Trade Organization over the U.S. move to impose tariffs on Chinese goods.
In a brief statement, the Chinese government stated that Beijing submitted the WTO complaint against measures taken by the U.S. The U.S. government has imposed 25% duties on $34 billion of imports from China, the first in a series of possible increases that President Trump says could affect up to $550 billion of Chinese goods.
That's correspondent Dennis Crowley. The soccer coach trapped in a cave with 12 Thai boys has apologized to their parents in the first letter that he and the team have sent out through divers. Rescuers say that they won't immediately attempt an underwater evacuation because the boys have not yet learned adequate diving skills. But if heavy rain starts again, divers will try to take the boys out right away. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Even though the 4th of July is behind us, every July is our Independence Month. Become a patriot. Declare your independence from big mobile companies. Break free from big mobile's hidden fees, the line charges, the complicated pricing. Start celebrating simplicity with Patriot Mobile. And the pricing is simple and straightforward. Patriot Mobile also covers your switching and installment fees as a contract credit, up to $1,500 per account when you join. And from each Patriot's bill comes a contribution to the vital donations of conservative organizations that fight for freedom every day. What a great month to remember that. This month, enjoy a new Motorola E4 or an E4 Plus smartphone for only $4 a month. Save over 40% on this terrific water-resistant phone, perfect for summer, and help bring about conservative change. Independence has never sounded so liberating. Don't wait. Offer only available while supplies last. Make the switch today by calling 1-800-A-PATRIOT or by visiting www.patriotmobile.com/you. That's patriotmobile.com/you. Be a patriot. Switch. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone. Patriot Mobile, your new cellular resource for patriotism.
The government's latest jobs report shows hiring continued at a brisk pace in June.
The Labor Department reports U.S. employers added 213,000 jobs in June. At the same time, the unemployment rate crept back up to 4% as more people began looking for work. Sectors gaining jobs in June included professional and business services, manufacturing, and healthcare, while retail jobs declined. Average hourly pay rose just 2.7% from the same time last year, an indication the low jobless rate has yet to force employers to offer higher wages in order to fill openings. The job gains are seen as a sign of confidence despite the start of a trade war with China. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former top officials at the Environmental Protection Agency described both relief and worry among staffers at the agency in the wake of Administrator Scott Pruitt's departure. News and analysis at townhall.com. Alaska Governor Bill Walker has asked the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to suspend its environmental review of a proposed copper and gold mine near a major salmon fishery.
Walker is questioning whether the project is ready to move forward. In a letter to the Corps, Walker said the group seeking to develop the mine, the Pebble Limited Partnership, has yet to show that it has proposed a feasible and realistic project. Tom Collier, CEO of the Pebble Partnership, called the request a stall tactic that he would expect from anti-development groups, but not from the governor. He adds Walker fails to make a compelling case for halting the current process.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The project, located in Alaska's Bristol Bay region, has been the subject of heated debate for years. Bristol Bay produces about half of the world's sockeye salmon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You got the first sort of mainstream African American who was articulate and bright and clean and a nice looking guy. I mean, that's a storybook, man.
That's a storybook, man. Lunch Bucket Joe. I miss Lunch Bucket Joe. Don't you miss old Lunch Bucket Joe? That guy, what a potato head he is, man. He gives a bad name to the Irish, doesn't he? Crazy Joe, old Lunch Bucket Joe. Barack Obama, first mainstream black guy to come along who's clean. That's what he said. Who's bright. Who's articulate. That's our Lunch Bucket Joe. talking about running for president, though. We could get him back. He is a gift of sorts.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Oh, God, I miss Jeff.
I promise you.
He promises. He knows that jobs is a three-letter word, just like any school child.
As Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S, jobs.
That's our boy, Lunch Bucket Joe. Climbing out of the coal mines, lunch bucket in hand. He's a regular guy. He knows all the people down at the diner downtown, even though it hasn't been there for 15 years. He knows all the people at the Home Depot, even though nobody at the Home Depot has ever seen him. He knows everybody on the Amtrak train.
They're going to put you all back in chains.
Yeah, that was a good one. Boy, that was, Lunch Bucket Joe. Those Democrats, that one was truly offensive, wasn't it? That was profoundly disgusting. What a pig. I had forgotten about that one. That one deserves some contempt, doesn't it? Good morning and welcome. We're at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. The president was on a tear last night. He had a rally, and boy, does the news media hate these things. Now, those crazy people on Morning Joke, the Pigeon Sisters, they are unwell. These people, boy, they were really furious. President Trump got something wrong last night. He said that Ronald Reagan in 1984 won every state except Wisconsin. I immediately texted my friend Pat. This is something he mentions quite often. President Reagan won every state except Minnesota. I mentioned that even just a couple of days ago, as a matter of fact. President Trump said that, and he got it wrong, he said Wisconsin and not Minnesota. And I texted my friend, uh-oh. President Trump just said Reagan lost Wisconsin in 84 and not Minnesota. Four Pinocchios, I texted, making a joke. Pants on fire, like the fact checker is going to be all over it. And sure enough, the fact checkers, the fake fact checkers are all over it. It's not like he said that Obamacare is going to save you $2,500 per household, and then it ends up costing you $6,000 per household. Now, that was a whopper. That was a big one. That was five Pinocchios. That was pants and entire wardrobe on fire. That was another thing altogether. But the news media never latched onto that one. But President Trump was a hoot last night. He was a lot of fun. He was having a good time. He was completely off prompter, off script, which is where he really shines, isn't it? It's where his personality really comes out. And it's what really drives the left crazy. And this morning on Morning Joke, they are just so angry. They're so bitter. They're spitting mad every day, boy. Spitting acid all over the place. Rage all day long. And there's a, he said it was Wisconsin and not Minnesota. You guys should really take a pill or two. I'm thinking you got some issues over there. But the president had a number of funny things. He made fun of Maxine Waters. He made fun of the Democrats. He made fun of Elizabeth Warren, old Pocahontas, saying he'd pay her to take a DNA test to prove her Native American heritage. Made fun of her cheekbones and got to be careful. They were very upset at MSNBC because he made mention of the Pound Me Too movement. And he said you throw something to Elizabeth Warren. It only weighs 2 ounces, but you got to be careful in the age of Pound Me Too. And at MSNBC, they're just grimacing and throwing up their arms and saying, I can't believe he says this stuff. And I can't believe you guys say the stuff you say. So see a counselor. See a professional. You people need help. I know you're not going to get it, but you're more and more alone. Maybe you should just bring counselors in to sit at the little table with you at the Circle Fest, known as Morning Joke, with the Pigeon Sisters in the lead. And they were talking about Pound Me Too. No hint of irony. While sitting at NBC at the table where Mark the Groper Halperin used to be. What do they call him? They got a nickname for him, too. And of course, NBC with Matt Lauer in the vibrating closet. He made all of 30 Rock vibrate with the things in his closet. Kind of an amazing guy. What was it? What did he say? The Harry Letcher. He was known. His nickname at NBC is the Harry Letcher. The Harry Letcher. And they sit there talking, shocked about the Pound Me Too movement, when they were dropping around them like it was Stalingrad of the NBC and the Pound Me Too movement. Who are you kidding? Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. But we have fun President Trump audio from last night, and he was very entertaining, very amusing. The left has gone crazy about it. A hit job is now underway against Congressman Jim Jordan. He's apparently getting too big for his britches. So the left, and interestingly enough, the law firm Perkins Coie is in the middle of a hit job on Congressman Jim Jordan in the news media, but of course they work hand in glove, don't they? Fist in mitten. I'll stop there. The news media, the Democrats, the left, and the hit machine, the hit man machine that the Democrats operate, the Hillary people, the Democrat people. You remember Perkins Coie and their crooked lawyer Mark Elias. They were in the hold fake dossier up to their crooked eyeballs. And this Perkins Coie law firm has been trying to scare up people that will say bad things about Jim Jordan because they're doing a Joe Paterno on him. And I'm going to get into this a little bit later on because it's just a classic hit job. It's right out of Hollywood. It's right out of the movie The Best Man with Henry Fonda. And the smear job that they've got in store. And the news media is all in with it. They're already completely on the team with the Let's Get Jim Jordan story. And since the hit machine is in motion, they got Scott Pruitt yesterday, the EPA administrator, and they're very excited about that. It's the result of a long, hard-fought effort, a well-funded effort, an orchestrated and organized effort by the radical environmental left primarily, but the Democrat Party generally, and their billionaire sponsors, their benevolent benefactors, to get Scott Pruitt. And they finally got Scott Pruitt. He resigned or was asked to resign yesterday. The president put out a tweet saying he accepted his Scott Pruitt's resignation. And the phony, baloney, crooked, fraudulent, lion Sacagawean news media, like this Karen Tumulty person who types for the party at the Dr. Evil Post and also appears on Fox News, last night whipped out this ridiculous claim about Scott Pruitt buying $3,000 pants. A pair of pants for $3,000, tactical pants, that he spent $3,000 on tactical pants. And she has no idea what she's talking about. It's like the backwards funnel and Andrea Mitchell with the shotgun description. And these people have the things that they're unaware of. And it confused her completely. She doesn't know what tactical pants are. She doesn't know why they would cost $3,000. She doesn't know why Scott Pruitt spent $3,000 tax dollars to buy himself a pair of tactical pants because she doesn't know what they are. I mean, honestly, these people, the number of things that they're clueless about. The national media, the Washington media, they went to all the best schools. They've been working in this business for 50 years in her case, where she's been digging up information on other people and smearing them, Republicans only. And the things that slipped through the torpedo net of these people over the course of a lifetime. Andrea Mitchell, also covering the news for 50 or 60 years, and she's never heard of a shotgun. It's just amazing. All these years and years of debates over gun control and mass shootings, and a shotgun was just completely new information to her. Had no idea what this stuff was. Had to be clued in by Pete Williams. Just amazing stuff. The Boot Pruitt movement finally pays off, and that was it. Very successful. Pruitt was at the EPA and undoing Obama's legacy of abuse and executive order and abuse of the bureaucracy and the agencies and the departments to advance the agenda while circumventing Congress, which, of course, Obama did again and again. Couldn't get Congress, even the Democrats, to pass his crazy environmental policies. So they circumvented Congress, went to the EPA, created a bunch of crazy regulations and laws that we all have to follow. That Scott Pruitt undid. So his work here is done, I think, like the Lone Ranger, and he can move on. Great stuff. But they got his scalp. That's the way they see it. They had that Sidwell Friends t-shirt with the weed whacker haircut and the tattoos all over with her poor child that's going to be raised in this crazy person household. You know, from the exclusive private school where Obama's daughters attended school, the Sidwell Friends school, very exclusive, very expensive. She teaches there, and she's a radical, total radical. And actually, MSNBC and CNN, she's the one that disrupted Scott Pruitt at lunch the other day and became an instant hero of the Democrat left. She was invited, naturally, to be on MSNBC and CNN for a victory lap, some high fives. Hey, we got Pruitt. You deserve some credit. Isn't it great? Wonderful. Got an update on the crooked Democrat who roughed up the teenager in the Whataburger in Texas, in San Antonio, we were talking about yesterday. All kinds of updates on that, too. What a creep this guy is. They came up with a phony story to make excuses for him for a while, and then they had to retract the phony story. But this guy is he's a hero on the left because they're vile, vulgar, violent, offensive, repugnant, socially out of bounds, and the left. They're the left. How do you think they got to 100 million dead in less than 100 years, after all? So we've got updates on that and all kinds. And also the Statue of Liberty climbing woman. Turns out she's a big Michelle Obama person. Big Michelle Obama person and Democrat supporter, regular anti-Trump protester, with a T-shirt that says, what is it? White supremacy is terrorism. That's what she said. But big Michelle Obama person she is, isn't it? Isn't it great to be a Democrat these days? And she should go to jail for 30 to 50 years. What do you think, 30 to 50 years? Or if she's not actually a citizen, she should be put on a rusty garbage scow in New Jersey somewhere and sent back to Congo. Congo, you know, deportation, honestly. Your claim to fame as an immigrant is that you shut down the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July. And the news media is high-fiving her, too. She's a hero. She's great. They love it. Never mind the thousands of people that were inconvenienced by her. Never mind that. But here's one that I just love. And get a whiff of this one. Fox News. Fury as feminist activist says she's confused seeing black man with a pro-NRA and Tea Party bumper sticker on his car. An activist author, that means she's a leftist, an activist author ignited a social media firestorm on Thursday after saying she was left very confused after seeing a black man with a pro-NRA and Tea Party bumper sticker on his car. Kimberly Johnson, a feminist contributor to the Huffington Post, mainstream lefty stuff, and spokeswoman for the national advocacy group We Are Women, sure, was slammed for questioning why a black person would not embrace progressive politics. Kimberly Johnson, a feminist hero, has a Twitter account, and she probably shouldn't. And she tweeted, out on the road the other day, it took her several days to digest it before she could respond, I guess. Out on the road the other day, she said, I saw an affluent black man. How did she know he was affluent, you might ask? Was he wearing a derby and a tuxedo? He have a monocle and a cigarette holder, perhaps? Out on the road the other day, I saw an affluent black man driving a BMW. How dare he? Should have reported him to the police, probably. How did she know he didn't steal it? Listen to this. With two bumper stickers. One was pro-NRA, and the other was a Tea Party sticker that read, Don't Tread on Me. She then wrote, This left me very confused. Let me tell you something, kitten. You started out very confused. It wasn't this event that left you very confused. You were very confused when you got out of bed that morning. You're very confused getting out of bed this morning. You're just very confused. You're going to have to come to terms with that. Want to know an easy way to save some money? Lower the interest rates on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream rewards consumers who have a good credit rating with great interest rates and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89 APR with AutoPay. If you need anything from $5,000 to $100,000,
You can get started with your funds as soon as today. My listeners also get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates by going to lightstream.com/plant. That's lightstream.com/plant. There's an E on the end. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. I just love the mind of the American liberal, and she decides to go public with this feminist activist, We Are Women, Huffington Post, Kimberly Johnson. This left me very confused. Well, that's because you're not very bright, Kimberly. You're not aware of what's going on in the world around you. You're a liberal. Of course you're confused. Don't be silly. Just sit down over there. I'll explain it to you.
I don't understand. I'm confused.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This Saturday, NASCAR returns to NBC with Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of changes over the years. The cars have changed. The safety has changed. What I love seeing the most is all the stuff that stays true through it all. You still got the up-and-comers.
Kyle Larson out in front of
the hard chargers.
Kevin Harvick.
Oh, yeah. And you still got me to deal with every week.
NASCAR, live from Daytona, Saturday night, 7 Eastern, only on NBC.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent robbery, here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap, when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
You're on the set of Morning Joe. We don't BS here.
I don't think she knows what those words mean. If you challenged her on that, I think she'd be as confused as Kimberly Johnson at the Huffington Post. I love this. What a racist. The casual racism of the American liberal. The Huffington Post liberal. Out on the road today, she begins. I saw a deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Little voice inside her head said, don't look back. Out on the road today, the other day, she said, I saw an affluent black man driving a BMW. And this got her attention. With two bumper stickers. One was pro-NRA, the other was Tea Party sticker. They read, don't tread on me. This left me very confused. They're hilarious.
I totally understand what you're saying about stupidity.
She's not a racist, though. She's just a liberal. She got some response on Twitter, as you might respond. Things like, it's not confusing to people who don't judge others based on their skin tone. You should try it. Just a thought. One of the most racist things ever are people who think black people must all think alike and vote for the same party, tweeted a journalist named Jason Howerton. And this woman is still just confused. She doesn't know. She doesn't know why is a black man driving a BMW? Is he affluent? Oh, my. This is not the America that I know. What is this, an NRA bumper sticker? He supports the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment and liberties? But he's black.
I'm always right.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants. With Wave units, there are no buckets of water or filters, and they cost only pennies a day to run. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Ask about our indoor air package that includes the Wave Ventilation Unit plus a 6-stage portable air purifier. Dealer opportunities available. For more information, visit dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com. Or call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Are the ones we've been waiting for. They all go crazy. They are the ones they've been waiting for. They've been waiting for them. All along, they were only waiting for them, and they were already there. You know, you're not very bright if you discover only after a politician informs you that you've been waiting for you. Every day is an IQ test. Please try to compete. I just love Kimberly Johnson. Can we call Kimberly Johnson to see if she wants to come on the show? Racist. She should be wearing a pointed white hat, shouldn't she? She should be wearing the traditional garb of
Robert Byrd, the West Virginia Democrat, in good standing, founder of the Pointy White Hat Brigade in West Virginia, creator of the Pointy White Hat Brigade in West Virginia. What a racist Kimberly Johnson is. How is it stereotypical of a liberal to stereotype a black man driving a car? First of all, she calls him an affluent black man. What, based on what? Well, he's got a BMW. Why would you note the car that he's driving? Because he's black? Would you note the kind of car that a white man was driving? Would you conclude that a white man was affluent because he was driving a BMW? Or was he dressed like the Monopoly guy with a monocle and a top hat? What's the deal? One was pro-NRA. Oh, my God, he supports the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment and freedoms and things like that. One was a Tea Party sticker. Red, don't tread on me. Oh, no. He admires the founders of the country, and he believes in the United States of America and liberty and independence, individualism. What an outrage. This left me very confused, she typed. Doesn't he know what the Democrat Party position is on the Second Amendment and on America? The Democrat Party's against them. Democrat Party's against the Second Amendment. They're against the First Amendment. They're against the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. It's a living, breathing document, which means it can be used as toilet paper by them any time, and it very often is. God forbid, what if he was wearing a MAGA hat, or he had a MAGA hat in his back window? I guess that's all that was missing. Which, of course, they describe as the pointy white hat, the lefties do. It's the same as wearing the Robert Byrd hat, the Nathan Bedford Forrest hat, the Democrat hats. You know, it's a Democrat hat. If you remember that organization, you're a member of a Democrat organization. She's a racist, but she's too liberal to recognize it. These people.
Racist, deplorable, despicable.
I don't even know who that was. That's Maxine. Maxine. Here's a great one. Maxine Waters owed an apology from top Democrats for not protecting her against unwarranted Trump verbal attacks. Nearly 200 black female leaders say. Nearly 200 black female leaders have come out. They're all liberals. They're all leftists. To support Maxine Waters in her call for greater incivility and egging on more violence. Because we haven't had enough members of Congress shot, I think. They think. Aren't they wonderful people? Black female leaders and allies. And allies. So you don't have to be, it's LGBTQIAA. One of them is allies, you see. Black female leaders and allies are blasting House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for what they see as their failure to protect Representative Maxine Waters from, quote, unwarranted attacks from the Trump administration and others in the GOP. See, this is the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is this in-your-face, disrupt-your-lunch kind of thing. You know, and it's, I made a note to myself yesterday, that this is the party of disruptions. They're disruptors. They are. Remember Hillary Clinton with her what was that rhyming thing we played yesterday? Disrupt, have a cyst on your neck, whatever it is.
As I think about the outpouring of activism we're seeing, despite outpouring all the noise and the
activism.
Nonsense.
All the noise and the nonsense.
Four words keep coming back to me.
Shoot Congressman
Resist,
Steve Scalise.
Insist. Persist. Enlist.
Lance assists, blitz, whatever. There. That's Nanny Plus. This is the Democrat Party. They're resist, insist, your assist, whatever.
These are demons.
Demons. That's exactly right. The 200 black female leaders and their allies wrote something. We write to share our profound indignation and deep disappointment over your recent failure to protect Congresswoman Waters from unwarranted attacks from the Trump administration and others in the GOP. The group of nearly 200 women wrote in a letter. That failure was further compounded by your decision to unfairly deride her as being uncivil and un-American. Now, you guys stick with her. I think you guys should stick with her. We should send all of their names to the IRS, and they should all be audited, like in the old days under Obama. The group of black female leaders includes activists, religious leaders, academics, local elected officials, and some men. It says, and some men. It said, you know, rapists and criminals, and I'm sure some are nice people. Disparaging or failing to support Congresswoman Waters is an affront to her and black women across the country, and telegraphs a message that the Democratic Party can ill afford, that it does not respect black women's leadership. Listen, you're either all in with Maxine. What does it have to do with black women? This is so pathetic. That if you're a black woman, you're beyond criticism. This is, I read the story from Chris Lickspittle, the bootlick Saliza, who types for the Democratic Party at CNN. Time Warner pays him to type for the Democratic Party. And he types snarky, snide, smug, self-righteous little essays every day or so. And there are always attacks on Republicans and propping up the Democrat Party agenda, because that's what he does. That's what CNN does. There's nobody at CNN that doesn't do that anymore. There used to be a couple, but no more. They're gone. And I was marveling, because he's calling Trump a racist. The party of the Klan of lynching, they love to call everybody racist. The party aborts 60% of black babies in New York and hands out awards for it. They're culling the herd. Ask a liberal. They'll tell you they're keeping the crime rate down. That's what they'll tell you. If you catch them off guard, that's what they'll tell you. But Chris Lickspittle-Saliza said that the three reasons, he cited three examples. One, President Trump said that Mexico is not sending their best people, that they're sending, you know, in some cases, rapists and, you know, gangs, whatever he said. And of course, there's at least some truth to that, but the news media rejects truth these days, sadly. The second was Maxine, what was the second? Oh, Charlottesville. That he said there were good people on both sides. He said it was a both sides issue. That was it. Because he was talking about debating tearing down Confederate statues. But they've all agreed that they're going to misrepresent that in perpetuity, because that's what they do. They're dishonest people, like Chris Lickspittle. So he's a very dishonest little man, and very dishonest. And then the third was, he suggested that Maxine Waters is a low IQ individual, which is to suggest what these women are suggesting, which is you cannot be critical of a person if they are black and or female, particularly if they're black and female, because then they're going to call you a racist and a sexist, which means that all people of color are beyond criticism, just like Barack Obama. And I guess women are beyond criticism as well, except none of that is true. But these people are dangerously crazy. They've got issues with free speech, you know? I don't know if you've noticed that, but they've got big issues with free speech. Got the Congolese immigrant who really doesn't belong in America, in my estimation. I know, I'm a terrible person for saying that, but shutting down the Statue of Liberty. You're an immigrant to the United States. You're a guest. Nobody's reported whether she's a citizen that I've seen anyway. With her white supremacy T-shirt and her quoting Michelle Obama. This is what Barack Obama did to the country. I need to know more about this Congolese immigrant, the 44-year-old woman. She's a personal trainer, and she's living in the United States. She goes to anti-Trump protests every week. Every week. And she shut down the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July. I think if you shut it down on any day of the year, you should do some jail time. And if you shut it down on the 4th of July, you should do jail time in Congo. Have a good time. I'm sure it'll be very nice. Enjoy yourself. The food is great, I hear. And the company, the companionship. Wonderful. This is the Democrat Party. Let's go to the phones. We're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Still going to get to the Whataburger update, and there's plenty to update. The EPA chief, Scott Pruitt, losing his job or resigning from his job yesterday. He's had quite enough, and his farewell to the troops was something to behold as well, and it was pretty good. He cited God, and I knew that the left would go crazy about that, and of course they did. Immediately on CNN and MSNBC. How dare they? How dare they? They're all really dedicated Satanists or atheists or whatever it is there, organ harvesting. Wonderful stuff. And, of course, the crazy woman that shouted at him in a restaurant. Well, she didn't really shout at him. She was just rude. They're pleased with that level of rudeness. They like that. And Mark Lamont Hill, he's a college professor and a CNN mouthpiece, and he's filled with hatred, Mark Lamont Hill. He thinks that the 16-year-old that had the hat ripped off his head, stolen from him, called the N-word, MF, the F-word, the this and the that. Mark Lamont Hill, the college professor, black guy, hardcore lefty, just a fraud, a charlatan, and he supports it. He supports that kind of behavior. Just as these 200 women that signed on the letter demanding that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer apologize for their disgraceful behavior vis-a-vis Maxine Waters, they all support that behavior. The Democrat Party supports that behavior, and they're going to support it right up to Election Day and beyond. And when they don't seize control of the House, if they don't seize control of the House, and certainly I don't think they'll seize control of the Senate, I expect that there will be bad things that result from that, because that's what we've come to expect from them. 888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Manassas, Virginia. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mike.
I find it interesting that you never hear the Democrats talk about or address why Mexicans are leaving Mexico. It's like, it's only that we're bad for having checks at the border. How about focusing on the corrupt socialist Mexican government, you know, and how bad that is, and what they need to do to keep their own people happy and prosperous, you know?
Well, and also the Central American countries, and I've been talking about this for a while now, Mike, that if the conditions in Honduras and El Salvador are so horrendous that no reasonable person would stay, that a woman would take her 3-year-old daughter and walk 1,200 miles or whatever it is and leave her 3 other kids and her husband, the boat captain, behind, you know, the Time magazine cover woman that the news media misrepresented to us because that's their job. If conditions are so horrible in Honduras, why has the United Nations not intervened? The United States has thrown tens, no, hundreds of billions of dollars at Central America over the years in an effort to build an actual free market economy so that there's something for people to stay there for. But apparently the governments are so corrupt and the gangs are so pervasive and the violence is so out of control. And the murder rates are some of the highest in the world, by the way, for countries. But you're right, Michael. I don't hear any liberals saying, we've got to do something about the crisis in Honduras. If it were the crisis in someplace else and they weren't all flowing to the United States, then maybe the liberals would have something to say about it. But the liberals don't have anything to say about the horrors and the nightmares in Central America and in Mexico, other than to say, well, our border should be open so everybody leaving there can come here. And then, Mike, here's the thing. What do you leave behind when all of the able-bodied men, when all of the strong women with children leave the country? What's going to be left in this hollowed-out shell of a country called Honduras when all of the people that can leave have left? And that's a very serious issue, and Honduras ought to be worried about it. Honduras should be at the United Nations demanding some kind of action. Somebody should be demanding some kind of action. Liberals in the United States, if they actually cared about humanity and people and lives and their fellow man, which really they don't unless it serves their political ends, just watch them over the course of the next 10 years, as I've watched for the last 30 years, and you'll see that what I say is true. They only care about people when it serves their political ends. They didn't care about these people during the Obama administration. They didn't care about Obama handing dozens of children over to child traffickers, human traffickers, that used many as slave labor at a chicken ranch in Ohio and used them for sex in other circumstances. They didn't care about those people. They didn't care about all the people separated from their parents under Obama, the kids sleeping in cages. Only when the pictures emerged during the Trump administration did these people suddenly start caring. And then they found out it was all the pictures were from the Obama administration, and they just stopped talking about it and keep yelling about Trump. They don't care about people. Come on, they're the party. They give out Margaret Sanger Awards. You can't give out Margaret Sanger Awards and say you care about people at the same time. You just can't. It's illogical. It doesn't compute. Doesn't make any sense. Beyond inconsistent. Intellectually, ethically, morally. It's absurdism.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's Extra Crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
I have an update also on Facebook deleting a portion of the Declaration of Independence from their Facebook platform because it was hate speech, they said. There is an update on that, and it's pretty funny. There is a funny line in the update. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to John in Sterling, Virginia. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on your show. I just want to say this Kimberly woman stereotyping a black guy who is a pro-NRA and a Republican driving a BMW, you know, this stuff happens to me all the time. I'm not a white person, right? But you have anybody that's really speaking to me who's a liberal Democrat, just because I'm not white, they feel like they have, you know, the ability to bash Trump and talk about how Republican Party is the worst thing that's ever happened. You know, and I think the Democratic Party has realized this.
Uh-oh. Your phone is skipping out on you.
Who are truly supporting, you know, what Trump does. And what they realize is that, you know, as long as people are, you know, gaining jobs, they're getting a better education, the economy is improving, and they're getting the ability to actually go out and exercise their rights, they will continue to support Trump many, many in the years to come.
Well, as you doubtless know, because you're a well-informed individual, the unemployment rate under President Trump today, it just went up a tick to 4%, a 4% unemployment rate after the jobs report came out today. And that is still a remarkably low unemployment rate. And you know that the unemployment rate for African Americans under President Trump is the lowest it has ever been in recorded history in the United States of America. Now, and for Latinos, for Hispanics, similarly, either at the lowest unemployment rate or one tick above the lowest unemployment rate ever for Hispanics. For women, a 19-year low in the unemployment rate. Now, the news media doesn't want to talk about that. They don't want to tell you about that. Most Democrats are doubtless unaware of that because they don't watch Fox News. They don't listen to talk radio. They listen to NPR, National Panhandler Radio, with the government money and the taxpayer teat. They watch CNN, where every silver lining has a cloud and no bad news is ever brought up about Barack Obama, like Iran giving citizenship to 2,500 Iranians or whatever it is. They just don't talk about these things. Liberals are unaware of this stuff, John, and they're told that every person of color, like this idiot woman at the Huffington Post, who's an activist and a feminist and a typist for the party, shocked to see a black person not agreeing with her